graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome everyone to Suplex City Limits WrestleMania Preview Show with your hosts, Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge, and special guest, Scotty from the Sat Podcast. It's the podcast of the immortals. It's Suplex City Limits.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 103 of Suplex City Limits for April 1st, 2017. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bog Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by the Robert Gibson to my Ricky Morton.
Yeah, I'm the one with the cross eyes, Mr. Tyler Fudge.
And today, the Jim Cornette to our Rock and Roll Express.
Well, goddamn. Boy, I did not see that coming. What a compliment. Fuck.
Scotty from SatPod.
I'm going to be riding that compliment high all day.
There you go.
Yeah, you'll never bring him down.
No. Certainly be high all day.
Yes.
Suplex City Limits available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. You can support the show on Patreon. We had a new Patreon donor this week. He only donated $1, so I mean, I shouldn't be searching here for his name. Keith Martin, thank you, for $1. You can give us $1.
Well, technically, I mean, Jim, all you tell him to do is give us $1. So,
well, no, I tell him to give us more than, I mean, you can give us $5, $10. I just say we'll take as low as $1.
Well, you got to start saying we'll take as low as $5.
Well, I don't want to be, some people don't take $1. Like, they won't even, that's not an option. And I'm like, what the fucking cocky deal that is, dude? Like, if it was less, I'd let you give us change, dude. I'll take that shit.
Imagine if a busker was like, I'm not taking your quarter. I don't do nickels, man.
Yeah, dude.
Well, exactly. In Canada, like, I'm not taking your fucking pennies.
Yeah, we don't fuck with pennies anymore.
Well, you guys are smarter than us. Or you can buy a t-shirt. We have 4 designs available. Pro Wrestling Tees. Save yourself 15%. Off our t-shirts, and I guess all the other t-shirts too, from now until Monday, using the promo code MANIA. So there you go. Gentlemen, a busy fucking weekend in wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Before Jesus. We get into the news and shit, I know you, Scotty, you've been watching crazy eye pay-per-views the last couple of days, so I want to know what you've seen, and like, tell us about what you've been watching, dude.
Okay,
I'm interested.
I missed the First Evolve show because we were recording that week's SatPod doing our Mania preview, but we were able to make it in time to watch Joey Janela's Spring Break, which started with a montage of Joey Janela walking around with like a can speaking to people who want pennies, going, Marty Fund, I want to wrestle Marty Jannetty. Do you have any change? I want to wrestle Marty. And then he spends a little bit of change he gets on a magic lamp. He rubs the lamp, and who comes out but your man, the bad guy, Scott Hall. It's got all plays a genie.
What day was this?
This was Thursday night.
Yeah.
And this started
late though,
started
right? Like, yeah.
Like midnight there, 10 o'clock here. And then so like they advertised their battle royale as the Clusterfuck, featuring such names as Crazy Boy from Mexico, Glacier.
What? No,
Very Rump. Yeah, Glacier man. Glacier was in the final two, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, fuck, he's a name, right?
Yeah, you had to pay for that entrance somehow.
I'm trying to think of who else was. Veda Scott was in there throwing some of the worst chops I've ever seen.
That's not surprising.
I'm trying to think of what other was, like, weird names in there. But yeah, so they advertised the Battle Royale as a clusterfuck. The co-main event was Marty Jannetty versus Joey Janela at, like, 2 in the morning there, so fucking Marty comes out high off his tits, waving at the crowd, wearing a singlet where on his bum it just says Marty Jannetty in like the Mickey Mouse font. And relatively passable match, but then at the end of the match, Marty tries to like turn and grab a chair, but then other people stop him and he wants to cut a promo, but they don't let him. It's high.
This is like Legends of Wrestling all over again.
Yeah, dude.
It had a little bit of vibe above that. Then the real main event was Matt Riddle versus Dan Severn, so Bro versus Beast, in a kind of work shoot fight.
Yeah.
It was kind of powerful.
But yeah. How much was this event?
Like $10.
That's not bad.
I paid $10 to, just to see Marty Jannetty high swap.
Like, I think if you watched it alone, you'd be like, this is fucking terrible. But when you're watching it with a bunch of friends having beers, pretty fun.
Yeah, right. And there was, so that was Thursday. Did you watch anything last night?
Yeah, yesterday we did Evolve 81. Main event was Michael Elgin versus Zack Sabre Jr. It was a standard Evolve show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Evolve. Yeah. I don't know if everyone likes Evolve, to be honest. It's like so based on like technical wrestling.
Yeah.
There's no variety to Evolve, if you ask me. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
The most of like variety you used to get was like, ooh, Chris Hero or a Chuck Taylor or something like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I can watch the scattered Evolve match. I'm not going to sit down and watch a whole Evolve show. I just can't do it.
I've done it a couple times. It's okay, but you got to be really into like, ooh, look at that grappling.
You got to be a fan of the grappling.
Just watched a bit of Hall of Fame today. We got Ring of Honor, Beyond Wrestling, NXT, and I think the WWN Supercard show as well we're doing. So, Jesus. Fucking loaded ass day full of wrestling.
Hey, I guess, man. You're going to be lucky if your fucking lady doesn't leave you by the end of that.
Yeah, that's you're putting her through the true test.
Yeah, I was like, I asked her yesterday, I was like, so did anyone stand out in Evolve? And she was like, I don't know. Not really. Everyone just kind of was a wrestler. There's too many MMA gimmicks, is what she said.
How many MMA gimmicks do they have?
Okay, so Matt Riddle and like all of Catchpoint are kind of MMA style.
Okay, yeah.
So there's at least five of them right there. Like Fred Yehi does it too. It's just terrible.
Fuck that. The only thing worse than that is like a boxer gimmick.
Yeah, Mark Merrill. Jesus. Yeah, Butterbean.
That sucks.
Needs the work.
So, let's get into some shit here about, I guess we can talk about the Hall of Fame if you have anything to really say about it. I couldn't fucking believe how long Diamond Dallas Page was up there. It was so ridiculous.
The sheer, okay, so I looked at, like, the timestamp or just, like, the whereabouts from where Natty came out and Beth Phoenix left. It's like, holy fuck.
I slept during that.
Oh, I actually like that one.
When Natty came out, I was like, kicked my recliner back, took a little weed nap, and I woke up right as that dude in the wheelchair was finishing up. But,
dude in the wheelchair.
You could tell by how I kind of tiptoed into that. It's like to make a joke, not make a joke.
Yeah, you're on edge.
Just
on
throw
that
it
one
out there lightly.
But in DDP's was fucking interesting. Like in his video package, they went straight from his WCW run to saving old guys, man, doing yoga. Like no mention of his WWE run.
Good.
What do you show from it that's like memorable? Yeah.
You show him being a creep with Sarah, jerking off in the bathroom and stuff.
Just bumping for Taker, like.
It's awful, dude. He did come out with Godfather's Ho Train, though, so that was something.
Wasn't that his daughter's?
Yeah, it was his daughter's.
Okay, how about Rick Rude's son having this weird, awkward sexual chemistry with his sister?
Right, it's like, everybody
was that confirmed his sister?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Everybody kind of cheered, like, yeah, she's hot. And he's like, fuck, you're right. Like, oh, okay, well, calm down, dude. I don't know why he doesn't wrestle, though. That guy's fucking huge.
Dude, he's big.
And he seems like he could talk decently well. Yeah. I mean, he was just saying his dad's lines, but still.
Well, that's half of what it takes to be a WWE wrestler today is read somebody else's lines.
Yeah, I don't know how they treat second generation guys lately. Like the whole Curtis Axel thing is just like put me.
How's Tamina doing?
Yeah,
she's on the house shows and shit. for SmackDown, but yeah, she's not on the show.
Good.
What else do we have in there? Yeah, I've just put out to everyone to play the drinking game of take a drink every time you catch yourself staring at Gibson's eye. I'm sure people got fun with that.
What an odd.
Those guys have so much personality, though. They're like cutting jokes and shit.
I thought the rock and roll was awful, honestly.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to be all over that.
I thought it was fucking awkward. They, like, didn't know what they were doing. It was very weird, man. And, like, Morton kept, like, walking away from the podium and, like, fucking finger gunning people and shit.
And finger blasting them.
He always has to be doing something with his mouth.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Like, he's always licking his teeth and shit like that. Like, he's right out on coke. Like, it's unreal.
And just to see somebody, like, that age with that fucking hair, dude. Like, holy shit, man. I don't know. Cornette was great.
Yeah.
If not a little fucking long-winded.
But I mean, he's always long-winded.
Well, that's true. That football player guy, I mean, that whole Warrior Award thing.
I have no interest in the Warrior Award. And I know that makes me seem like a really big asshole. But I'm just like, this isn't what the award was supposed to be.
Exactly. I think we fucking... It's funny because, like, without even thinking, I was like, hey, you want to be on the show this week? And then we started thinking about it, and we're like, fuck, you were on a WrestleMania preview show last year.
Yeah. I didn't think about that until you even brought that up, and I was like, shit, this is just my thing now.
I think we bitched about this last year, because, yeah, it's not what the award is supposed to be. It's supposed to be for people
backstage.
Like, fucking... Yeah, right. And, dude, I think it was, like, Draws. You think Draws is sitting there watching that somewhere, going, like, I got fucking crippled in a ring? Like, in your fucking ring? Why is this guy getting this award instead of me? That's all I could think.
He's definitely sitting there thinking about it.
And, well, see, the thing is, right? He's lost his gimmick. He can't puke on command no more because he doesn't have control of that part of his body. So, fuck it.
I didn't think he could really pull it off before, but I just don't get it. Like, this guy was crippled playing football. Like, what does that have to do with anything? It doesn't have shit to do with anything.
No, nothing. But and I mean, last year was what, that chick from ABC or whatever?
Oh,
Joan Conti London or whatever?
Yeah, whatever the fuck her name is.
But, like, she did some charity. I didn't watch his shit. Like I said, I was sleeping during that. But does he do anything?
Everybody's got a charity these days.
Well, I just thought it was nonsense, really. Like, whatever. At least I didn't have to see Dana, fucking Warrior.
Oh, she was there.
I know, but I was sleeping.
Well, fair enough.
When I saw Natty come out, like, I fell asleep listening to her fucking crazy bullshit. That chick's fucking off, dude.
I mean,
she's seriously imbalanced.
But, like, I bet you'd be imbalanced, too, if you grew up, like, with Jim the Anvil Neidhart as your dad. Like, just something's off there.
Well, just look at the menage a trois of uncles you got, and it's just like, holy shit. Nobody's a prime example, except for Owen.
And too, I guess Beth Phoenix was out there forever, huh? That's what everyone was saying. Like, her speech was long as fuck. Or Natty's was. I don't know, both of them.
They're both pretty long-winded.
And she had, like, this weird tribute to Edge as well.
That was weird. I didn't like that they played Edge's music.
Yeah. That whole thing was just, like, too much. It's.
And they brought Tony Chimmel out.
That, I thought, it was cool. It was funny.
That was, like, a nice rib. But yeah. Playing his music seemed really weird.
Yeah. And it played for a while, too.
She was.
They were gonna play Beth Phoenix off with that, like, not her music. We'll play your husband's music.
Yeah.
Oh, see, is she with him now, or I thought she used to be with him and isn't anymore?
They're married and have two kids.
Yeah.
Oh, they are married.
Yeah.
I don't think she should be in the Hall of Fame anyway, to be honest with you. But I mean, their Hall of Fame is obviously fucking stupid. So I mean, saying someone should or shouldn't be in their Hall of Fame doesn't really make any sense because. I mean, Coco Beware's in there, so nothing against Coco.
Everything always points back to that.
It does. It's like, that's the first person everyone cites when they cite how preposterous that Hall of Fame is.
Yeah, it's Coco Beware.
Or Rikishi or something.
I do like that whole legacy line they do.
Oh, yeah, Toots Mont should have been in their Hall of Fame, like, forever ago. So.
Yeah.
That was good to see.
Is there any lad in their Hall of Fame?
I think so, isn't he?
He's
pretty sure.
But I mean, we all understand that their Hall of Fame does not have the credence and, you know, the fucking legacy of the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame.
Well, but I mean, what does, right?
That's true. It is the most prestigious Hall of Fame in all of podcasting. I mean, what can you do? But Haystacks Calhoun, that's cool.
Yeah.
As a fellow fat fuck, I was like, you know.
It's really funny seeing the belt around his waist.
How big of a fucking belt did that have to be?
Oh, dude. Must be extensions.
Have to be a good. And around his gut, too. So, I mean, that had to get a good fucking 80 inches or something.
Like, it's not under the pants. It's around the gut.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy. But yeah, I mean, some of those other people, I don't really know who they were. I thought Angle was really... I liked Angle's portion of it.
Angle's was hella entertaining.
Yeah.
Telling people to take risks with their character, paid off for me, and then chose all the gimmicks he did, or, like, gags.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty awesome.
Wearing the wig and the headset for a while. I thought that I was smiling the whole time that was going on.
Yeah, so, dude, you guys feel like it should be... This should be in a smaller venue and then just be, like, invite-only?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't really like having fans there. No. I like when they show, like, certain wrestlers and shit like that, or you're like, it's fun to be like, whoa, how did Dana Brooke get a better seat than Charlotte and shit like that?
Yeah, I don't know how that shit works, right?
Well, she was sitting with Dolph Ziggler, so I think she's banging the Ziggs again.
Oh, yeah, they've been banging for a while.
Have they?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think he went from banging Amy Schumer to banging Dana Brooke.
Yeah, he's been banging her since, like, before she even came up to the main roster, I want to say.
She is a muscular Amy Schumer, if you ask me.
She is kind of a muscular Amy Schumer.
Do you imagine the ways that those two must fuck? Like, doing, like, reverse push-up penetration?
Oh, they're actually loving each other there at that point.
I mean, those two are definitely doing standing 69s and shit.
Are you an active lover?
Active lover? Dude, I'm a fat fuck, man. I'm a pretty inactive lover.
No, Tyler? You care to weigh in on this?
Am I... Okay, so... How in ways, Scotty, would you be an active lover? I'll give my response.
Do you, like, hit it from behind ever?
Like you mean, well, do you mean actual anal penetration, or do you mean just doggy style?
Just doggy style.
Because I'll do both.
All right. Well, yeah, that's true, Tyler. You know what? I shouldn't ask if Tyler's an active lover. I mean, Tyler's gotten the clap and brags about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I've had the clap. I've had the penny lady.
I take that kind of
shit. Well, in a way, it's active.
I mean, I'm talking about, like, being active. If you're saying active, I think about, like, you know, like, what is the fucking...
Like, I'm not going to do no swing sex or nothing like that. Fuck that.
Yeah, like, fucking standing 69s.
No,
I don't think any of us have that core strength for that.
No, I don't have the stamina for that. What do I look like here? Fucking Ryback or what?
Dana Brooke probably fucking holds him upside down in the fucking standing 69s.
Yeah, but with the fucking, the dexterity that she has, she probably drops them a lot.
Do you think they do, like one is standing holding the other one? So try to envision this. And then they just do, like, a cartwheel sort of move and boot, like, in one fluid motion, then the other one is standing and holding them?
That they sounds like some Johnny Mundo sex there.
Johnny Mundo sex?
It's fucking parkour. You gotta jump off the wall, like, and hit a dick right into the puss.
Like, or doing the weird jackhammer position that you see in porn sometimes. You know, where the, like, dude will, like, bend his dick straight down and, like, do the, like, the straight down jackhammer move. Like, who fucks like that, man? Normal people don't fuck like that. If you do the jackhammer and or standing 69s, fucking hit us up on Twitter at Suplex.
Can you imagine a kid? Can you imagine a kid that watches that standing jackhammer, okay? And he hasn't had sex yet. And so that's the first time he's seen it. It's like, okay, that's what I gotta do. Yeah. And so he gets this girl who has maybe had sex once or twice, and he starts trying to jackhammer. How would the feeling and the aura of that room feel? That would be so fucking weird.
You fucking awkward as shit, dude.
That kid probably never got laid again.
No. He probably went and killed himself in his closet. That was really dark, I'm sorry.
Everyone is getting, by the way, yeah, it goes without saying, but everyone is getting baked to the tits on this episode.
Yes, today. As you could hear there.
That was a nice sound bong, yeah.
That was very, very clear.
My bong doesn't pick up on here.
Well, every time you hear my lighter flick, you can just assume.
I need to get another mic, two mics set up, and then one for my bong, you know?
What, one like a bass drum mic?
Yeah, exactly. did you guys see that Santino Marella tweeted out during Beth Phoenix's induction that she's the female hitman best there was, ever will be? He put best there was, ... ever will be. He couldn't be bothered to type up the rest. And Beth Phoenix, come on, dude. She's is nothing.
I don't know. She's okay for modern era girls. But she was in a terrible era where it was easy to be the best, I think.
Yeah.
Are you better than Layla? Exactly. All right, you're number one.
Yeah, exactly. Are you better than fucking Cameron?
It's not even. It was. Are you better than Kelly Kelly? Are you better than Candace?
Michelle,
I guess.
Yeah. It is awful.
The bottom of the bottom, like when Alicia Fox was in.
Yeah.
Still employed there.
What's that?
How is she still employed there? Alicia Fox has been around for so long.
They've got to have probably a quota of colored women.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Doot, doot, doot.
Hey, that's not my opinion. It's not that's my opinion. It's WWE's opinion that I think.
No, she didn't fuck him. That's right. That was that other chick who got, who worked for that company for fucking 15 years and never did shit. Well, we just talked about her retirement. Rosa Mendez?
Yeah.
Who seriously retired recently? I'm gonna retire. They go back and look fuck, we were paying that woman. We didn't know she was on the payroll.
Yeah, she managed the Matadors or whatever the fuck they were.
Yeah, Alicia Fox too, and it's does she wrestle on house shows? You think probably, yeah.
Oh yeah, she was. I think she was wrestling at the SmackDown house show I was at.
You don't know?
I don't.
I think she was on that card. I'm pretty sure.
That's right. Yeah, dude. We were talking about that. You guys went to the same house show and actually fucking met up for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Indeed. And then we're meeting up again to go to the Descendants.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fucking rad, man. When is the Descendants concert? That's
May 7th.
You guys are fucking massive fans. Got to be stoked for that. Also, congratulations to friend of Suplex City Limits. Tammy Sitch finished 190 days of treatment yesterday. So
good.
What do you guys think the over-under is before she gets arrested?
I've never really understood what over-unders meant.
Over X amount of days or under X amount of days? You know, anyway,
under 5 days.
She's not in Orlando. She just got out of rehab. She's in New York.
Yeah, but that's a flight away.
She's not going down for this. She'll be there next year. She said.
Fair enough.
So she's not at Mania weekend. I suppose that bodes well for her. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm fucking friends with her on social media on Facebook. So we'll see. How long until she fucks up?
She'll never listen to this, right?
Oh, no, I'm sure.
No, good. Okay.
Unless someone directly sent to her, which could happen, I guess.
When I was at WrestleMania 2 years ago,
yeah.
I was staying at a hotel, and I was out having a smoke, and I look into this little exercise room / pool, and there's Sonny just being a mess, half naked on the side of the pool. And it was disgusting.
Half naked how?
Like in a bikini.
Oh, God, really?
Was just her old lady body hanging out?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was, and this is when she was really, really, really plump.
She looks pretty good right now, actually.
Yeah, she's,
Is this pre-sunny side up, Tyler?
Yeah.
She didn't have her porn body yet.
She didn't have her porn body.
Wasn't really anything to brag about either.
I think she looks better now than she did for Sunny Side Up, even.
But yeah. I don't know what she looks like.
I think
now,
Jim secretly has a crush on this lady.
No.
How much he talks about her? Like, Jim's got some love for her.
I think Jim's trying to swoon her to come, get her to go, get, come on the show. That's what it is.
No, I just want to be Eskimo Brothers with my childhood favorite wrestlers, dude. Think about that. You would become automatic Eskimo Brothers with like a zillion wrestlers.
You would.
That's amazing.
Your top three you want to be Eskimo Brothers with there, Jim. Let your listeners know.
I haven't really thought about it, but I mean, being Eskimo Brothers is like, you know, that's a serious thing. It's a relationship for life, man.
Isn't that like an awkwardly spiting each other relationship?
Nah, dude. I don't think so. Nah, I don't know if I want to be. That's like if I have like a ranking list, but I just think it'd be awesome to be like, yeah, dude, as fucking Chris Candido, and you'd be fucking. You would be Eskimo Brothers with Shawn Michaels. I mean, that's fucking. Come on, man. You're telling me that wouldn't be cool?
Brag that you fucked the same broad that Shawn Michaels did?
I'm not talking about bragging. I'm just
saying. See, I'm poking some logic into this, and Jim's like, no, wait, no!
I'm bragging awesome. A bit. Yeah, you know, I once fucked the same chick as Shawn Michaels.
Just rhyme off the WWE roster circa 95, 96, 97.
Exactly. Yeah, do you know that?
Practically in the new generation.
Exactly.
My dick's been all over it.
You know, that entire WrestleMania card becomes your fucking Eskimo Brothers.
You got a real fondness for years that aren't the greatest manias now.
Yeah.
Exactly. But no, I'm not nice to her, dude. I've said horrible things about her in the past on this fucking show, man. Like, god-awful things. So.
He even made fun of her feet.
These girls they like.
Come on. I think that about fucking covers the Hall of Fame, though.
Well, yeah, definitely.
They didn't really address the one more match out of Angle thing. They chanted it early, and he kind of was like, well, I'll get to that, and then like that never really came up again.
Well, no, what he said was more, I thought more along the lines of, I just got here, give me some time or whatever.
Oh, yeah, not lad. I get you. I think so. I think there needs to be a fucking another, like, at least one match, dude.
Yeah, no, I get behind it. I mean, he can still have a decent match.
Yeah. I'll be behind it. Who do you want to see him work?
Oh, jeez.
From the modern-day roster?
It was Styles.
Well, he's already worked Styles.
Yeah, I mean, who hasn't he worked there, though?
Rollins, but I guess Rollins is kind of an endangerment to hurting old guys.
Yeah.
If you're part of that bandwagon notion.
Jesus, that's a tough question.
It'd have to be somebody fucking, you know.
Like, really I can see Owens having a good match with him because Samoa Joe had a great Nakamura.
Rusev? Once he's healed up?
Well, I had said it like at one point, like a year and a half ago, before Cena destroyed fucking Rusev, you know, beating him like 5 pay-per-views in a row. There was a point where his contract came up, Angle's contract came up, and I was like, perfect time, bring him in. Like, because that was when Rusev was like actually something as, yeah, you know, the fucking foreign heel. And dude, if he'd have been in the ring and all of a sudden, you know, the music hits for fucking Angle, come on, dude.
That pop would have been unreal.
And it's a feud that builds itself.
You have Angle and Rusev. You do it fucking 3 times. You let Rusev win 2 out of the 3. And you have a fucking huge heel. But dude, that guy's not going to get anything. When he comes back, he'll be regulated to the bottom of the card. They fucking hate that guy.
They'll put him back with transgender.
They hate him. Because I heard they were recently mad about him cutting his hair without their approval. Like, that's
crazy.
Why,
that's how that company rocks, though. It's like, oh, you made a physical change without us letting us know.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you'd have to ask, like, is this an okay haircut if I get this? It's like being a child again.
Yeah. Well, in general, him and his wife seem to get heat for, like, nonstop shit. I mean, that's why they had, like, The Rock talking about fucking her. And, I mean, like, you could name the countless things they've done to that guy, but That's why they had Transgender come out and beat the shit out of him, and then have him get beat by fucking Big Show, like, in such an embarrassing fucking way. Choke slam him 3 times and then, like, knockout punch while he's sitting on the ground. Like, they just fucking, like, that was just, like, the final scoop of dirt on top of that fucking guy. When he should be a fucking face, because he's actually funny. Like, you just let him be himself, and he'd be a entertaining face.
Do you remember when he was feuding with Dolph Ziggler and he gave Summer Rae gifts and one of them was like a cold fish and he was like making jokes about that? Mm-hmm. Like, they should let Rusev just be like an improv guy.
I think, well, if you watch Total Divas, he's great on that show, man. He's fucking funny. I've not seen
anything past Total Divas season 1, good sir.
Well, you're missing out. It's on the hiatus right now, but we do cover it on the show.
I think it comes back the middle of this month.
Fantastic. He's great on that show, though.
I liked when you were talking about Miz and Maryse from being on Total Divas, and you're like, yep, she just buys things and doesn't tell them.
Yeah, dude, she adopts dogs. Then he says, he'll say, like, no more fucking dogs at all. No more. And then, like, she'll just go out and get a dog. Or, like, she bought a house, an old shitty house to flip without him knowing and shit. Like, she just does what she wants, and he just fucking goes along with it.
That's French Canadians for you.
Yeah. They're a mean bunch.
But I think fucking Rusev's great on there. He's fucking funny, man. So if he came back and did this, like, handsome Rusev thing, I think that's fucking funny, man. If he comes back and he's like a comedy style, just super into himself character, I think that'd be fucking great, man.
I'd be down with that.
Whatever. And then the other thing I guess I had to say about the Hall of Fame is I personally loved when they would show Reigns, the crowd fucking destroyed it. Oh.
Like, it's literally not even like we just like him as a character. We just don't want him on screen whatsoever, it seems.
I hate that guy as a human being, you know? It's not like, you know, there's some people who I don't like their wrestling work, or like Big Show, I fucking hate that guy as a wrestler. But as a dude, he's a good guy. But like Roman Reigns, I fucking hate that guy as a guy. He's a fucking idiot, and he's cocky, and he's just fucking sucks. But some people are like, "Oh, he sucks." He fucking sucks. He sucks and fucks. some people were mad about that on Twitter. They're like, "Oh, that's classless to boo Roman Reigns there." Like, fuck, come on, man.
Well, you ask the fans to come. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, this goes the same fucking way every year. And remember when Chris Jericho got really pissed? What was he pissed about? People chanting something.
Oh,
Or booing somebody.
You deserve it, wasn't it? No.
No, I think they were mad. He was mad that they booed somebody. But either fucking way, he went on this like tirade.
Booed the wheelchair guy, didn't they? Or someone like catcalled him or something?
I'm saying someone said that too. I was sleeping, so I don't know. Did they boo that wheelchair guy?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I didn't think they did.
That's fucking savage. If so, like that, I approve of like such.
The guy had a King of Bong style shirt on that was doing it too. I bet.
Probably. Get your own King of Bong style t-shirt now on Suplex City Limits Pro Wrestling Tee Store.
Use code word Mania to get 20% off.
15.
No.
Jim, now you got to spring for the extra fun.
I'm like mid-hit, like 15. shit. Doing John Cena sucks. That was fun.
Even at the end of Angle's song, they started doing the Angle Sucks thing.
Oh, they did that when it came out, the You Suck?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That'll forever be that way.
Oh, yeah.
If he came back right now, I mean, like, he was over as fuck. The crowd loved him, but we're still going to sing the fucking You Suck. Come on, yeah. That's awesome. Can't fucking get rid of that. Well, hopefully we see him at, like, SummerSlam or something. I thought it was weird that he didn't show up on Raw or anything. You know, like
I wouldn't be surprised to see him show up on one of the shows this week.
I think he's going to be the new Raw GM.
Exactly.
I hope he's the Raw GM, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, him or, you know, I don't know. Yeah, pretty much him.
Why would you not use him in the only other person,
the only other person I saw last night, you know, I was thinking about, like, Bischoff, maybe, but he's an old guy now. Maybe
yeah. Not Bischoff.
I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much going to be Angle. You know it's going to be. And then he's going to get into a match. But hopefully he doesn't come on Raw as, like, a heel. I mean, they won't even do that. They're not dumb enough for that.
Still have him hitting on Stephanie.
Oh, God. Who pulled that out again? That's fucking awful.
Or he'd be doing it just to get his way.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You want to talk, want to do some news?
You know it.
There you go.
It's 9 o'clock. Bob Cottle's in bed, and here's the news.
He does something every week, man. Get my newest music. Talk about some wrestling news here. Terry Funk pulled out of WrestleCon due to illness, man.
Oh.
We can't lose Terry Funk.
No.
I refuse to, like, I don't want to live in a world where Terry Funk is not fucking alive.
What if Dennis Stant went to heaven and requested one last match with Terry Funk?
It's possible.
Damn you, Dennis.
I have 5 more years.
Yeah, I don't know. Due to health reasons, they don't really say. He was just supposed to be doing autograph signings and photo ops, so I don't know.
He's one of the few people I'd actually want to get a photo with.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to friend of the show, Jared, who co-hosts Pay-Per-View Take Two with me. I was saying to him, like, dude, you guys should bring him in and sell VIP tickets to get hit with a chair by Terry Funk. Because, like, I would pay $100 for people to take video and pictures of Terry Funk smashing me in the back with a chair.
Or throwing one at you. From outside a ring, you get to lay down and he throws it.
You're telling me that you wouldn't pay $100 to have, like, a badass picture of Terry Funk just smashing you with a chair? I mean, come on, dude.
Oh, dude, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I mean, that's fantastic. You could just go around selling fucking chair shots, man.
Until someone gets hurt, or one's a woman that pretended to be a man and gets hit and then sues him.
You think he could swing a chair very hard these days?
Well, I mean, the less power he's got, the better it is for him, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's sick, and he's kind of had some different health problems, man, obviously.
Think about beyond the mat when he can't get out of bed.
That was 20 years ago.
I know, right? That was 20 fucking years ago.
I was four when that came out.
That shows how the difference in age, man. I was like, I remember when that movie came out, like, fucking seeing it and shit.
I was like 10 or 11, maybe 12.
See, when it come out, 98?
98, so I would have been 11.
I would have been 17.
Holy Jesus.
Decent.
I can't wait to start watching that.
Oh, I watched the first 5 episodes. I was up to like 5 this morning. I've watched the first 5 out of the 10 episodes. It came out
at the worst time, like right in Mania Week. I'm like, I don't have time to watch Trailer Park Boys.
It's like, you know, half of your fucking audience watches wrestling.
Yeah. The first thing in the first episode is that they have a fucking pizza sauce business.
That's
where the first episode starts out. Is like, they got this makeshift fucking pizza sauce business.
That's like, great.
Yeah. So, our thoughts are with Terry Funk, the first inductee into our Hall of Fame. Like, fucking Terry Funk is my favorite wrestler of all time.
Okay, hear me out, guys. I also love Terry Funk. They did a Terry Funk parody movie, and the guy who did Bubbles played Terry Funk. Would you accept that?
Yeah. What the
Just a big thought. I just want to know what you guys think.
I didn't even need to think about it. Yes.
You were put jag sucking dogs.
Yeah.
I'll fucking lay one on you. Forever.
Yes.
Oh, man. Also, there's a very extended... Not this isn't even a spoiler. There's a very extended fucking Star Wars like recreation in the new Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, oh, that's amazing. Exciting, actually.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, shit. What else do we have? So, yeah, thoughts are with fucking Terry Funk. Can't lose Terry. We already lost The Dream and fucking Roddy Piper and shit. We can't lose Terry Funk. Breaking news. We need a breaking news thing. Some kind of breaking news song.
I don't have
breaking
one.
News. William Regal took to the ring at Fan Access today.
Yes.
To announce that they have all new belts for NXT. I wonder why.
Yeah.
People kind of stopped coming on belts, apparently.
Cost
First
the
thing
money.
I would do if I was Bobby Roode is I would go back and come on that fucking belt. I mean, even if it was just me jacking off, I would come on that fucking belt.
He probably jacks off in his own little reflection in the X.
He probably does.
Watches himself.
He probably, while listening to this theme song.
Some next level
right
shit.
When the solo part comes in, he comes. And it's like, yeah. Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty rich, man.
Yeah, so like they'll come out with the old titles, and when whoever wins the title will get the new one.
Yeah, for all of them, too.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of cool. That's something to...
I really like all their titles, though, you know what I mean?
You like the big dumb NXT belt?
Yeah, yeah, I've always because it makes
it's
it stand
grown
out.
Up, I guess.
No way, I hate that belt. It looks like shit, but it'll be funny because inevitably people are going to be, you know, people on Twitter will be like, "Those are ugly belts."
Well, hopefully they're not as generic as the WWE ones.
I don't know. They are all going to follow some kind of thing. They probably won't follow the WWE design, but they will be, like, all a similar design, I bet.
Gross.
Because that was probably their problem with it before, is they didn't look like each other. You know? Now it's like, who fucking knows some of these belts? Those new belts do look like shit, I admit. Nikki Bella visits Florida Hospital for severe neck sprain. Or severe sprain in her neck, excuse me. So she's down there getting x-rays and shit on Wednesday.
Okay, so is she injured going into Mania then?
Yeah.
Apparently so. Yeah.
Can't do shit. Talking about, dude, often causes numbness to one side of her body. Are you fucking serious, dude? For what? You know, like, why would you... She's putting herself at risk for just her dog shit career. God, this woman sucks.
No, she just knows that this is the only way she can ever get John Cena to
marry her.
And
I think that's going to happen, dude.
I do, too. I really do.
I think they're going to fucking absolutely do that. And that's so fucking contrived, man. Ugh.
It's all... You'll see them divorced in like 3 years once the TV show dries up.
What's the over-under on this, Tyler? Three years?
3 years.
3 years.
Jim, your take?
Oh, man.
What's a divorce for Cena and Nikki?
I don't know, man. I mean, it would take him divorcing her because he could do anything, and she's not going anywhere, dude.
Oh, no, you know, I don't see her divorcing him at all.
I mean, he could send himself, like, pictures of like, chicks blowing him to her, and she wouldn't do anything about it, you know? So... I mean, they're probably good to go. They'll probably stay married for fucking ever and whatever. Yeah, so she's hurt. That's a make an already shitty match even shittier.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not excited for that match whatsoever.
Nah, it's,
no, all of Mania's bad again.
Yeah. There's not...
This is the funny thing about like last year, too, where I'm just like, no, Mania's bad. Like, these lineup cards just suck.
And then you see this year's.
And then... Yeah. There's a couple things I'm excited for, but like it's all in the pre-show.
Like Owens Jericho and Jericho. Owens.
Yeah. Yep. That looks cool. What? I actually look forward to Neville and Aries, but that's on the pre-show.
Yeah.
That was what I was talking about the thing I'm excited for. Owens Jericho as well. That tag match with the ladders could be good.
They just added ladders to that after Raw, dude. They added ladders to that. Like Tuesday.
But they knew they were adding ladders to it before that.
Well, I knew it the second I saw that shit. I mean, I fucking could have called that one. Dude, the first, like, the second that they use a ladder, like, oh, this is going to be a ladder match, because it's so predictable. Yeah, I don't know. None of those guys are good. Like, none of those guys are dudes who are going to do, like, Swanton Bomb off the top of the fucking thing or something.
No.
You know? Who in that... There's nobody in that match who's going to do any ladder high spot coolness, so...
I don't Maybe know. Enzo might. Bump and die? He might, yeah.
Because that's really all he can really contribute to the match.
I'm What's sure the over-under of Enzo getting... hurt catastrophically.
It could happen, dude. But I mean,
he'll probably put my money on.
He'll probably do an elbow drop off the top or something.
Yeah.
Of the, but I don't know. I mean, there's that. I guess Styles McMahon. I'm interested in just to see like what's gonna happen with it. You know, like will they be able to put it on? I mean, dude, Styles got a great match out of Reigns. I mean, he can do that with anybody. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, and then there's also the what's Shane going to jump off kind of thing too, right?
They'll probably fighting in the big ring above the ring.
There's no stip on this match, which is weird.
Well, yeah, it's just a regular wrestling match, which begs me to think that it's going to... Well, like, I assume that they'll probably... Something will happen at Mania and they'll just change it.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking, I was waiting for that to happen last night after the Hall of Fame or something, that they would do some kind of thing where, like, because that just doesn't seem like, it doesn't seem right to Max for this. So, like, this guy beats the shit out of you in a parking lot, throws you through a window, that he, you know, that he earlier in the day set a camera up inside of the car to get that camera.
Oh, that's the theory on it now? The Sapod theory was, oh, maybe that car was for ride-along, I guess.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
I was just trying to, like, put logic into it.
That was, like, that's actually good. I don't know why, you know, they could have said that on the ride-along, but why do it, you know?
Okay, you want some more breaking news?
We shit all over that. Do we have more?
Go ahead. Yeah, Sandman and Marty Jannetty almost got into a fight at Denny's 12 hours ago.
Really?
Sandman would have murdered him.
Yeah.
But it depends on how coked up Marty Jannetty was. I might take Marty Jannetty in that fight, actually.
Depending on how much coke he did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could say the same for Sandman.
Oh, yeah. Sandman likes to party, dude.
We should take a poll on Suplex City Limits. Sandman or Jannetty?
Oh, I'll take Sandman. Sandman would win that all day, dude. You can sit and pick Marty Jannetty if you want, but, dude, no way. Fuck Marty. Marty Jannetty does one of the best he does probably the best Iron Sheik impression in the business, man. That's a fact.
Check I don't know that if I've ever heard it.
Oh, dude, check it out online. He tells this story about fucking Iron Sheik like choking a woman out in a hotel room and running from the cops and shit. Oh yeah, dude.
Wow.
I just imagine cartoon Iron Sheik running away from the cops now.
From rock and wrestling?
That should be on that little story time show on fucking WWE. Marty Jannetty and Sheik doing a bunch of coke and then separating off with girls. And then Sheik fucking choking this chick out and running from the cops.
Stories like that, or like Rob Van Dam's telling stories about getting high and tripping out backstage or something, or being too baked. Like, that shit would be way better than the shit they do currently.
It should. That, or they could talk to fucking Saturn about any
of the getting shot in the head.
About going fucking head first down a slip and slide with a dildo attached to your head into a woman's vagina, dude, in a hotel hallway.
Billy Kidman being the
Rhino.
Yeah.
Like the rest of them holding Billy Kidman up, thrusting him head first with a dildo on his head into a woman. Like, that's unbelievable shit.
Animate this.
Yes, please.
That's awesome, dude. Holy shit. Just to, like, you imagine if that was your life? Like, this is life now?
Yeah.
Like, never the same after that.
We hook a hose. They hook a hose up to that slip and slide from their fucking hotel room sink. and then end up flooding the fucking hotel on like the third or fourth or whatever floor because they're going down a fucking slip and slide. That's amazing.
Just so much debauchery.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like colossal levels of fucking debauchery. WWE also announced this women's tournament.
Yes, a 32-woman tournament.
Too many women. maybe 16 would have been cool.
Yeah.
Well, like, this is coming, like, there's also, was who's doing the tournament over the UK that has, like, over 100 people in it?
Oh, what culture?
Is it what culture? There's, like, yeah, a 100-man like tournament?
Yeah, it's like the World Cup Pro Wrestling Tournament.
Yeah.
Like, and who's in it, like, fucking everybody?
Pretty much everybody.
Holy shit. That sounds awesome. Is Juventud Guerrero in it?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Why do you want the juice so bad?
Because I love the juice.
His first question is Juventud in it.
Is Hoovy there?
Dude.
Like, this is a couple years ago. Jim would have been like, is Conan there?
I fucking love Conan. He's fucked, though. He can't wrestle anymore.
No.
Olé.
Dude, you watch that shit on Impact?
You
when
get,
the...
You know, you get, like, random guests, quote-unquote, on the show. Should get somebody to get Conan on the show.
How are we going to get Conan on the show?
Oh, my God.
Maybe if we were in California and we had, like, a studio, or even not, and we had, like, hey, we'll fucking smoke a ton of weed with you, maybe then
would. What about Jared? Does Jared know Conan?
No.
Quote-unquote?
No.
No, he doesn't know him.
Does he know Jim Cornette?
No, he gets all the good interviews on the Fully Loaded podcast, available on the Suplex City Limits channel.
What a fucking show!
He's done sit downs with like Gangrel. Who else has been on Fully Loaded podcast? Yeah, people.
Gangrel people. And others.
And
Gangrel. There's also the Vampire Warrior.
I'm fucking baked out. Didn't Heidi Lovelace do it?
Who's now in it? Cool. Heidi Lovelace is cool. I like her.
I don't know who else did it, man. I'm trying to think. The dude I was just calling a fucking indie legend last week, and now I'm too high to remember.
Eric Cannon.
There you go, Eric Cannon.
Man, you're lucky I listen to the show.
Dude, I've been. I can't smoke anymore inside, so like I smoke reef, and I get so fucked, man. Because like that's all I have.
You smoke cigarettes in your new place, but you could smoke weed. How does that work?
That's like that's weed smoker rule fucking 101, dude.
We no get smoking smoke inside.
No smoking means no cigarette smoking. Duh.
I don't want to assume it means both, but whatever.
Oh no, dude! Come on.
Isn't there nice stuff in North Dakota where you can sit outside and do this?
Yeah, well, no.
It's really nice outside. It's
nice.
Beautiful. But,
degrees Celsius.
I don't know how many degrees fucking...
Hey, you're outnumbered here, so we've got to be... You know, we got you on numbers, so we're going by kilometers and Celsius.
It's like 65 degrees Fahrenheit out.
That,
I mean, it's
that
beautiful.
Means nothing to me. That means nothing to me. That's a made-up number.
It's 14 Zaptars. It's, I mean, why even you ask me?
Hectors.
Yeah, I don't know anything about what you guys got going on up there, do you?
All I know is 30 is zero.
Yeah.
And after minus 40, it's all the same.
Okay, it's 64 degrees Fahrenheit here.
Jesus Christ, I'll do the Google. Okay.
I'm doing it right now. Calm yourself down, which is 18 degrees
God
Celsius.
Damn. You are having a good day. It's not like that here.
It's absolutely beautiful here, yeah.
What's it going on here in Edmonton?
People are riveted by this conversation.
I know. This is great podcasting. Great A.
Did you hear, guys, though? Okay, I'll interject. Colby Carino got arrested.
Yes.
For shoplifting.
Thanks, buddy.
dude.
And then the guy he was going to wrestle got arrested for child porn.
Yes.
Imagine being that promoter where you're like, what the fuck? Why did either of these guys show up? They were both arrested for not the same charge.
He uploaded child porn to Tumblr.
Dude.
What like an idiot.
Babies. Am I wrong? I heard babies even.
What?
Seriously. Yeah, that's
Rude
what I... That's
Boy
what
Riley is his name.
And he's like an up-and-comer, too, man. He's like... They were filming a documentary about him. He tried out with NXT. I mean, he's like an up-and-comer, man.
That documentary has took jinx
a dark
turn.
Turn.
Yeah,
I hope they keep turn. It going, dude.
Well, yeah, a jinx turn. You ever see that documentary, The Jinx, on HBO? About Robert Durst?
No.
Oh, dude, it's a fucking brilliant fucking documentary. He confesses
to
the crimes.
Is he brother to Fred
Durst? No. But he confesses to the murders in the bathroom because he forgets his mic is on.
No way.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing, dude.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I love documentaries and shit. Like, if you're making a documentary, that's pure gold right there.
You know?
It's like, he gets, like, you're like, whatever. He gets busted for that. And it's like, oh, this thing's going to win awards now.
Yeah, that's your second and third act right there.
Right. Speaking kind of which, I already got some listeners going on it from Twitter. But, dude, listen to the podcast Shit Town. It's a 7-parter, and it's fucking amazing. Yeah,
is this the new one that you're promoting now that Finding Richard Simmons is done?
I just think it's great, man. This is a really good podcast. And I got a couple of listeners. I tweeted it out, and some people listened to it, and they dug it. Yeah, it's kind of like that, where it's almost like a documentary, where it starts off going for one thing, and then it goes completely sideways and goes another way, and it's really cool.
So do they find Richard Simmons?
No, Finding Richard Simmons just ended. He's just like, well, here's what I think is going on, and that's pretty much it. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Can you spoil it for me?
They don't find Richard Simmons? That's it?
Well, what is his theory?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that Richard Simmons...
Dude, didn't you listen to this?
Well, just that Richard Simmons is done with, like, popularity and doing TV and, you know, that. I think he could be transitioning into a woman, you know? Maybe he's fat. You know, there's all these ideas about it. Like, maybe he's just fat and he doesn't want people to see him.
No.
Who knows?
I thought this would be way more exciting.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, what a letdown. Sorry. I waited for weeks for this.
But yeah, that dude got busted for posting little kids naked online.
That's pretty fucked. What did Colby Carino steal?
Was less than $300.
Yeah.
So is Colby Carino behind bars?
I would imagine he's still on probation for being caught unconscious with all this drugs. So he probably is.
We just covered that was like not even like, 2 months ago?
No, it was, this is the second arrest in 4 months. So it was around Christmas when he got arrested.
They fucking found him unconscious in a house surrounded by, like, a kaleidoscope of drugs.
Yeah.
Like, fucking every drug you could imagine, you know, the guy had a stash of.
Yeah. That's probably what Steve Carino's doing in the WWE. Trying to get a good drug plan.
Dude, what the fuck is with this kid? Anyway, like, I mean, why would he be wrestling somewhere? Like, is there anyone out there who is like, oh, I gotta go see him wrestle?
He was supposed to wrestle for, like, I don't know, some punk rock wrestling show in Orlando, but yeah, no, he got arrested.
Why would you pay that guy to come? He doesn't bring anybody in.
No. What's your feelings on Carino there, Scotty?
Colby or Steve?
Colby.
Colby, I wanted Colby to be a success a couple of years ago. The kid kind of fucking done everything to make himself not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when he first showed up in Ring of Honor there for a little bit, it was like, ooh, Steve Carino's kid. That could be exciting. And then it was like, oh, fuck.
Speaking of, like, not living up to your potential and constantly fucking up your own shit, you said you had a Teddy Hart update for us?
Oh, yeah. Apparently Teddy Hart's, probably going to be going to jail in the next little bit.
Yeah?
Basically up to, like, 6 or 7 years or something like that.
What?
Holy fuck. For
what's
what?
What's this for, like, that time he got pulled
this
over?
This is for the New Year's Eve incident, apparently.
And refresh my memory.
This is where he, like, ran from the police with a cat.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if he had the cat. I always just like to think that he got out and was running with the cat in his arms.
Like, does anyone know the name of Teddy Hart's cat?
Mr. Money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mr. Oh yeah, Mr. Money. He would never leave Mr. Money behind.
No man.
No, dude. Yeah, I just envision him getting out and running with that fucking cat.
Who do you think would win a fight, Mr. Money or Two Paws?
Oh, Mr. Money all day.
TJ's cat, because he's like from the hood.
Yeah,
he's that cat's probably seen somebody whacked.
Is he wrestling this weekend, Teddy Hart?
No.
No?
I think he's like Dennis Stamp and not booked.
Oh, fucking hell.
God rest you, Dennis Stamp.
I mean, I was going to talk about this JBL thing, but I don't even really care enough to talk about that fucking guy. He's such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He was like going off on internet fans on that stupid show that no one really watches on the network. What is it called?
The Bite something?
Oh, Bring It to the Table or whatever?
Bring It to the Table. Yeah, he was going off on internet fans and shit, and it's so stupid. Like, this guy's such a fucking idiot. Not to mention that it sounds like he's a big part of this whole Mauro Ranallo thing, man.
Yeah. Because Mauro Ranallo mentioned that he won Best Announcer for the Figure Four, or the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards or whatever. And yeah. JBL apparently just jacked him up hard about that.
Right. And
JBL's just such a dick.
Oh, he's a fucking huge dick.
Like, I get being like, hey, man, maybe don't, like, talk about awards that aren't inside your own company. I don't know. To me, I think it's cool when you acknowledge other shit. But I'm a weirdo like that. But, like, the fact that JBL's, like, such a fucking dick to him about it, and it's like, wow. Like, if you're aware that the guy has, like, bipolar disorder, why would you push him like that?
Dude, JBL's a fucking... There's a million stories of that guy being a cunt to people.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he used to terrorize people in the showers for fuck's sake, pretending he was going to fuck them in the ass.
Yeah.
Really? That's the kind of guy that JBL was.
Classy.
He should have been fired so many times over, man. You think about what he did with the Blue Meanie, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he beat the living shit out of him.
He did. He beat the living shit out of him in that scuffle. And then
One Night Stand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it was supposed to be a fucking work deal, instead he goes and, like, explodes that dude's face for no reason. The only good thing about that is that fucking Stevie Richards got the receipt on that fucker, like...
Yeah.
A couple pay-per-views later, man, he fucking nails him with a chair shot to the head that's just, like, so good. It took, like, 5 years off that cunt's fucking life.
That's the beauty of someone like Stevie Richards, like... A guy who's, like, relatively over, but always was a good wrestler, but there's moments like that where you're like, now you're my hero.
Yeah. Yeah, you have completely... Well, dude,
his buddy got fucked over by him. You know he's going to do something.
Yeah.
Good
shit.
Would
you do that for Tyler?
What's that? Would you? I would hope you wouldn't, Jim, because I would.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. Now, if you're talking about, like, would I take Tyler, that chair shot for you? No.
I'll take a chair shot for you, buddy.
Not the Stevie Richards chair shot, no.
Yeah, that one is fucking, dude. He puts a lot of sauce on it, man.
I'll take a Stone Cold chair shot.
He sauced it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I don't know what else news we really got. I don't want to, you know.
The Hardys have said that they have not been signed. They haven't even done a medical.
Yeah.
Now, yes. I would take that with a grain of salt, because even if they said they were coming, they probably would have gotten Kurt Angled and just got put on the back burner for another year.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up, because a lot of that, you know, when people get mad about wrestling shit, they want something so bad, and if it doesn't go that way, then they're mad about it, you know?
Yeah.
I could care less. I'm cool with them in ROH. If it was like, oh, you know what, they're going to just chill in ROH and random ass indies, I'd be okay. They'll still make a bunch of money.
I'd rather they show up in WWE. I have to watch this shit. So at least, like, they'd maybe would make it a little more entertaining.
What a WWE Mark thing to say.
I'm just saying. If I have to watch this shit, and I do, then hopefully, you know, then I want some better entertainment there. Fuck. We'll see if they show up or not. Sir. Yeah, it's a 5-star podcast, man. Right. Paige released a statement about fucking, about her whole sex tape thing.
And then gets married.
Yeah, don't give a fuck, honestly. She's like, one breath she's like, oh, I take responsibility. And then the rest of it's like all about like her not being her fault and shit.
Yeah, and how she got taken advantage of.
She's dumb. I've seen all I need to see from her.
She played the suicide card too.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude. Well, we're good here. Like, we've seen your sex tapes. There's nothing else. I've got nothing else that I.
She was
need
really hot until I saw her sex tape, and then she dropped like.
I agree.
A lot of stock. Because it used to be like, oh, Paige, kind of an alternative girl, and then it was like, oh, Del Rio, and then it was like, oh, that's what you look like naked. I'm out. Oh, that's what you sound like. Gross.
Yeah, the only boy. High point of it really. Why?
Boy. 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 I'm prepping me bum for you, laddie. Is that what you said?
That's the high point of it for me, honestly. I thought like that was the best thing about her, was that like she'd stretch her butthole out in preparation for you to show up and fuck her in the ass. I think that's pretty, you know, that's
and
pretty
then we never solid. Even got the payoff.
So I mean, that's pretty cool, but yeah, the rest of it was like, you know, she talks like a little girl, which is disturbing.
Yeah,
I've been stretching out my butthole. Yay! The fuck, dude? I want
this
you to come
along. This is the new story of the year, maybe. This is the new story that keeps on giving.
Oh, dude. I could talk about this for days.
We did.
We did, yeah. For like 45 minutes.
We covered it, man. We covered it like her face was covered in cum. But that's about all the news I got for this week, man.
I think we just about covered the news, yeah. Like, Scotty soon got to go.
We got an hour.
We're not going to really talk about Raw or SmackDown too much. There's, like, nothing happening.
And it just seems irrelevant at this point.
Let's get to NXT and Mania. Okay, or game, I don't know. I'm taking over the pod. I'm ruining your format, Jim.
You don't have the motherfucking soundboard, boy.
We haven't even heard it.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
You have a soundboard, Tom?
What?
You have a soundboard?
Do I have a fucking soundboard?
I thought you listened to the show.
No, I'm just joshing because he hasn't used it at all.
And he never does. I tell him all the time. I'm like, throw him at me. It's really quiet.
That one is?
I couldn't hear anything, really.
Was it a dog barking?
Fucking bullshit!
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't a lot to this Raw. Oh, that was funny. Like, you see that footage of Undertaker kicking a dude in the face as he's trying to get into the ring.
Yeah, this like I've never seen a cameraman get it so badly, and then he had to hand him a microphone too.
apparently, he was in horrible, horrible shape backstage and was miserable because of it.
Cameraman or Taker?
Oh, Taker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? He was. What do you mean exactly?
No, like his shape gets progressively worse. Yeah. Like he's in, like apparently like mood like changes his mood. He's that like hurt, I guess.
Why is he here then, dude?
Well, didn't he hurt himself on the choke slam spot?
Well, he just got bad hips. You know, he needs a hip replacement surgery.
But the worst thing is, he's like, I'm not going to get the hip surgery until I retire. Well, then retire.
And that surgery he got at Survivor Series around that time was just a surgery to let him wrestle at WrestleMania. So it's like, why?
When they talk about like the legacy of The Undertaker, and then it's like, oh, he's going to put over Roman Reigns right at the end. For what?
Is this his last? Is this the end?
They're saying that it's very likely that this will be his last one.
Then why would you not put the career on the line?
Because there's always that hope, right?
Oh my god.
Never say never.
That's awful. You're probably right. Even if he does leave, he'll probably come back in 2 or 3 years. Oh, Jesus God. Christ. It's awful.
Come back with metal legs.
Right, people would get pissed off when you talk shit on that guy like 5 years ago, 7 years ago.
Yeah, no, I've been talking shit.
No.
I've been talking shit on that guy for like the last decade, to be honest with you. So, I mean, but now no one says a word, you know?
No, nobody cares.
5, 7 years ago, people get pissed if you did, but now everybody's like, this guy looks like shit. This is going to be awful, dude, tonight. Or tomorrow, excuse me.
Yeah,
no, well, depending on who you're listening to it, but. Bad news, man. None of this shit really matters anymore, I guess. You know? Really, it seems irrelevant to even talk about Raw and SmackDown.
Well, like, most of Raw was just video clips anyways. You know what I mean? Like, you had the Paul Heyman promo, which is, it was nothing. It was a good promo, but it didn't do nothing. The Goldberg came out and they had a Tilly.
Rollins Triple H contract signing.
Yeah, contract signings everywhere.
Do you see? Okay, so on that graphic they kept showing, it's the same graphic they're using for WrestleMania. That can't be his body, dude. His head looks so fucking huge on that body, dude.
Whose graphic?
Triple H, man.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
You gotta know. You gotta take a look at it when you're watching the network, dude. When they advertise that match, he's got this just giant. I mean, he does have a giant steroid head. Look at his fucking brow, dude.
He's got the overarch.
Dude, that guy fucking uses steroids absolutely. But yeah, there wasn't a lot of other bullshit in here.
No, there really wasn't. Some skippable women's matches.
Zayn and Braun are in the fucking battle royal. That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did the over the top rope challenge. That was fucking stupid.
I believe for if you add up all the total contestants too for that battle royal, it's like even more than the Royal Rumble.
It's like 31 people right now so far. Because they got Bin Wang in there as an NXT call up.
Dude, what the fuck is Bin Wang doing in there?
Because China is going to be an internet pay per view. WrestleMania is going to be an internet pay per view in China for the first time ever.
So they can all root for one fucking guy who's not winning it.
Yeah.
But the thing with this, is this going to be 30 people in the ring all at once? Start, right?
Yeah.
40 people. They're going to have 9 surprises.
Really?
Or do people come out like randomly? I don't really remember.
No, it's a battle royal in the purest sense.
It's everybody in there at once.
But they do. Everyone has intros at the beginning, or well, some people have intros. Yeah.
No, well, some people do. For the most part,
some people just walk out together. Theme.
Yeah, and they just walk out.
So the pay-per-view theme, they'll all be like, "Give me the green light," and then there'll be all the jobbers walking out together.
Well, I know, but then there's like Shaq had an entrance and shit, right?
Yeah, because last year.
Okay. I liked it. I thought it was sweet that Tatanka was in it last year, man.
He should have got an entrance last year because all of a sudden you're just like, wait a minute, is that a chubby Tatanka? It is!
It took me a while to figure it out. It would have been way cooler if, like, out of nowhere, you got that fucking,
I'm not sure if that's a... maybe the most offensive thing on this episode so far now.
That's his song!
It's his song! That's what he does.
That's like saying the N-word when rapping along with rap. That's just like that's part of how it happens, man.
Oh, dude, I crushed a woman in Cuba on a topic on that. I was so fucking livid.
Yeah, dude, that's how it goes. You get to, if I'm listening to rap, I get to say it when I'm rapping along with it. That's really?
That's the rule?
Yeah, I believe that, yep.
They decided that in the Geneva Convention. Go ahead and look. It's in the Geneva contract. Yeah.
NATO.
Exactly. That's fucking ridiculous. So that's Raw. No mention of JR's wife on there, by the way.
No. But
they couldn't take 5 seconds to be like, hey, by the way.
We didn't say nothing about the JR news.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that he's calling a match of Mania?
Yeah.
I don't think that's actually happening.
I'm pretty sure it is. He's supposed to be calling Brock and Goldberg.
I should bet something, Tyler. The gym.
It is April 1st, by the way.
That news came out yesterday.
I know, but I heard it was like fucking bullshit. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. Sucks.
I can't believe they put Mania so close to April Fool's Day.
I mean, I'm not sitting here saying like, oh, I don't want that to happen. I heard it. It was bullshit. So,
fair enough.
That'd be awesome.
We'll see.
Jim Ross should be calling fucking everything. Yeah. There'll be no Morrow, I've heard.
It's possible. Well, like the Jim Ross, they have mentioned that it's reported that he's just like WWE Network material.
Yeah, they just signed him to a new Legends deal, I guess. Yeah.
But
so that's pretty cool. I don't know. Do you hear that? To add to the sadness of that too, like his wife
cat
that was like 4 years old, and since she died, it was like being really fucking erratic, and then it died.
Yeah.
Dude, what?
Dude, he's
what died?
Jim Ross's cat.
Oh no! Because Jan died or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
It started acting fucking all crazy and shit, and then it died. And it was like 4 years old only.
Now though,
super sad.
What if? Now, call me an asshole.
Yeah.
But what if Jim Ross is just sad? And just said, fuck it, I'm not feeding you. And the cat just died.
I thought you were going to go the direction that he actually killed both of them.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What if Jim Ross killed Jan?
Do you think he ate the cat and sauced it?
And then, oh, you got it. My God, you need some sauce on a cat.
My God, you got to sauce that kid. Yeah. Yeah. Dan would have wanted it that way, damn it.
Well, he needed some meat to go along with his vegetables.
My God, this cat was my family. Huh? All right.
That's a classless joke.
I loved it.
Julie Park actually came up with that, and then she died before the show, and I was like, I crossed that one off my joke list. A barbecue sauce and vegetables joke. I literally went in my phone and like deleted it out of my notes for the show.
Like, usually at that point, you were just like, yeah, I can't even slip and say that.
But now I can't say vegetable because she died. You know?
I'm glad I got to hear it nonetheless.
Yeah, you know. We just make jokes here. We love JR. I'm sure his wife was a lovely lady.
I'm sure that cat was nice, too.
I'm sure that cat was really nice.
I'm allergic to cats, so fuck all cats.
Not a fan either. I don't like animal hair.
I like Natty and you guys don't.
Yeah,
that, your cat that could very well be it. No cat simpy for me, man.
Nah, dude,
no simpy.
I'm a dog fucking person, man. Like, dogs, they worship you. You come home, they're there, they're stoked. Like, cats are just dicks. They don't care.
No, man.
Lay your ass and walk away. Like,
and look at you right in your eyes while they're licking their ass.
Dogs love you and worship you. Cats are just like fucking assholes who just like know that they get food from you, so they're just gonna like put up with it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They'll slam up to you a little bit to get that food.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's
they're
it.
Like, yeah, this gives me that food, so fuck it. And then SmackDown, I thought some people were like saying it was a great show. I thought it was awful.
Fuck, it sucked.
There was that fucking 40-minute long women's segment,
dude.
Was abysmal.
Nah.
At best.
They didn't even mention Morrow this week. Last week they said he was sick. This week they didn't say a word.
Yeah. They're like those people, right? That like their kid gets pregnant, so they send him off to a camp and pretend that he's sick, and then or she is sick, and they have the baby and they come back and they're good. It's kind of what the WWE's like.
And it's just like that 4-way women's match. And then, dude, Natalya comes out mid-match to her music to do commentary.
And then Naomi comes out 3/4 way through the match. Oh, okay, fair enough. Whatever.
But yeah, I mean, they all brawl, blah, 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 blah.
Naomi enters the match at Mania.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing here, dude. The Miz TV thing with Cena, I thought this was all pretty awful.
I loved it.
I like the video of Miz, you know.
It's like humorous. That part. Better than everything else on this show.
Yeah.
But dude, then they come out to the ring and Cena's like slapping her ass all the time and like they're making out and shit. I'm just like, oof. It was just forced. But yeah, it was an hour and 20 minutes. I took down a timestamp. An hour and 20 minutes when the second match started on this show. Ugh. And it was a 10-man tag where Mega Mojo Rollins, Seth Rollins' brother. he picks up the pin. And the only other match on the show is Harper and Wyatt.
Yeah, Wyatt kind of looks like a ninja. Yeah. You know, White Ninjas from, you know, Three Ninjas, those movies?
Yeah.
That's what he kind of looks like to me, with that little bun.
The new black, black tank top?
Yeah, it's slimming, and then he's got his hair in a bun, too, to cover up the bald spot.
I think I like when he embraced the bald spot.
Embrace the crazy.
Yeah, I thought he looked better than usual. That whole dirty white shirt thing has pretty much run its course.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that everybody... an okay match for a show that had no wrestling on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had Randy Orton do his whole weird whatever that he, I guess that's what they put inside of Jim Cornette's tennis racket fucking bag.
Yeah.
Cause like that's the a crucifix? What the fuck is a crucifix?
I don't know.
Scotty, do you know what a crucifix is?
Yeah, it's like a cross.
That's a crucifix.
Oh. No, I don't know what that is then.
That's awesome. Yeah, I thought that show was...
don't know what that is.
I thought this show was fucking boring as shit. I just can't stand these shows. Like, there's no wrestling or...
Well, it's supposed to be the weeks going to Mania. You think they'd be like, oh, we gotta sell people on. If they're not watching Sunday, they gotta watch now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but see, what's the sell? Because... they've already announced that if you sign up now, you get WrestleMania for free.
Yeah.
So well,
that's also
like...
they can go, oh, we have 2 million subscribers, but how many of them are paid?
Well, yeah, what's the over and under on that? Because that will be announced this week.
Why is everything the over and under this
Canadians,
episode?
We got to do an over and under on everything.
We like to gamble, apparently, Canadians.
This needs to be Suplex City Limits episode 103. Should we start subtitling our fucking...
We might have to.
It makes the link longer, actually, and...
then more to I click. Fuck...
Well, no, then I try to do it on fucking Twitter. It takes more space.
You know Tyler, if you're more into social media.
Yeah, no, that's true. I fucking hate social media so much.
Do we gonna fucking play a game or what?
Let's do it.
There you go.
That's as lively as a crowd as you'll get at Mania.
Yeah.
Woo!
There you go.
And then a little silence.
What categories do we have today?
So, after Randall obliterated our board,
let's do them all!
Yeah, we had to do a complete overhaul. So, we've got 80s tag teams.
Ooh.
80s WWF tag teams, sorry. WCW Cruiserweight. Or, sorry, no. This is just WCW.
Okay.
Former WWE and TNA.
What the fuck? So this is like TNA theme songs?
Yeah, from former WWE superstars.
Oh, that's going to take
these are all tough categories. Like, Texas Toast was on. They had like the easiest one.
Weren't you the first person on this show?
Yeah, but that was when you had to finish the lyric.
Oh, dude, that was back when we did finish. Like, so whatever it was, I remember, like, you got fucked over by, like, super hard shit.
Yeah, I got, like, fucking Hillbilly Jim and, like, Haystacks Calhoun and
shit. This guy's, like, a young dude, didn't watch wrestling back then.
But the most modern one I got was Honky Tonk Man, and I was like, I don't even like Honky Tonk Man.
So Honky Tonk fucking sucks.
Our 80s WWF tag teams, WCW as a whole?
It's pretty...
Tyler, what do you think we'll have a better luck with, WCW or... Oh, man, the TNA one I might do okay.
The TNA one you might do okay with.
Let's pick TNA. TNA, Tyler.
Okay.
All right, dude.
Okay, you ready, guys?
I have no idea about any of these, so...
So what you got to think of, who would be egotistical enough to rip off Kashmir in TNA?
Wow. How many former, there can't even be that many former WWE guys really, is there?
Angle, Booker T, Steiner.
Oh, okay.
There's a good handful. Who'd be egotistical? Is it Scott Steiner?
That's my guess.
It is Kevin Nash.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Kevin Nash, huh? I didn't watch
you
any.
You said, who's going to tell me the bump was on the house tonight?
Yeah.
In my hand. There's bumps on the house. What a
I just
dick.
Want everyone to know that I tore my quad while we played that round.
So we're ready for the second.
Let's do it. Kurt Angle.
So there
those
you go.
Bad songs, actually.
It's actually
there's a
yeah,
couple people
good
have
one.
Decent like tunes actually.
Oh, there is. Yeah. There was some decent ones in TNA. I agree.
AJ Styles had a really cool one in TNA.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe this one you may have thought was cool. I did not.
Is it for a girl?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes my guess.
I have a guess.
Go for it, Jim.
And I never watched any of that shit, but I'm going to go with fucking Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy used all of his own weird, trippy drug music.
I know. I was saying you should have had fucking, we should have that ready to fucking play, actually. That'd be great. Terrible Jeff Hardy fucking drug new metal.
So that was Christian Cage, though.
Oh! If you don't know, now you know. Quote the great Christian Cage.
So technically, these are all former WWE World Champions in TNA.
What a great category, Tyler. I was happy to get one of three this time.
They got Christian on loan, dude. That's a weird situation. You ever hear about that?
No. Well, I know about the... to get... Ric Flair to come back for the Four Horsemen, they had to loan Christian to TNA for their Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh, is he in their Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
The Impact Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man.
The Impact Hall of Fame is actually kind of big now when you think about how many people are in it. Not all good people.
Earl Hebner's in there.
Earl Hebner's in there. Kurt Angle's in there.
Gail Kim.
Gail Kim.
Christian Cage.
The Hardys.
I know all this because I read a thing on Cage Side Seats or something. Or no, Steel Chair Magazine. Is that what it's called?
Oh, that's what it's called. Yeah, that's that
reputable news source.
Get my shit in. I got a 200-word piece in the new magazine. Boom. I've been printed, bitch.
Mm. What's a magazine?
Fuck you.
Do people buy magazines still, Tyler?
You know what? You guys can all go fuck yourselves. Because it's not online as well.
Over there they do, because they don't have any good fucking internet.
Yeah, no, it's fucking 1996 still over there.
I'm just working.
You can't even buy it in North America.
Hmm. Oh, there you go. I'm just being a dick.
You paid Tyler, like, two?
What's that?
Sounds like You get paid in euros?
Do I get paid in your? I get paid in pebbles and lint.
Rupees.
Rupees.
Points. There you go. NXT, not much, really.
Loser leaves NXT.
Oh, God. It is Triple Threat, which I really enjoyed the ending of. It was one member of each tag team. And I enjoyed, like, Wilder and Dawson fucking bail out and then come back at the end to steal the win. I thought that was great, man.
I used to always do that when I was, like, when I was a kid, when I was playing with my wrestlers. I would always build up matches by having, like, triple threats between tag teams or single matches between the members of the tag teams and shit.
It's a good way to build a program.
Yeah.
Like, week to week, before you get to the big match, you just put in, like, variables.
Yeah.
That works. I'm fucking coughing my head off over here.
Oh, we'll cover for you. Was there anything else big that happened on NXT this week, Tyler?
Well, Elias Sampson leaves town in a match against Chris Hero, which probably
good old
means...
Chris Hero doing the people justice here.
And what do you mean by that? Oh, getting rid of him?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably going up to the WWE.
Come on.
I swear to God, I bet you any money. I won't do the over and under anymore, but...
What's the over under? He shows up on Monday Night Raw.
I don't know if he'll show up on Raw, but I'm sure he'll go up there just to be a loser.
Yeah, he'll be the next Apollo Crews.
Well, like, not even that, I don't think. Like, he's just like, not even James Ellsworth. Just, he would just lose. He'd be just a jobber.
James Ellsworth,
like,
is over.
I just feel like they should just take him and put him back in the system and come up with a different gimmick or something.
Just put a mask on him.
He's going to be fucking Fandango on them up there or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody's got to take a loss.
Of all the guys to take up there, it's like, are you fucking serious, man? That guy sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, he sucks. And Hero was still wearing the same awful shit. Just looks fucking bad.
I just wish they'd let him have his gut hang out.
Why can't he just untuck that fuck? If he had a bigger jersey that was long, keep it untucked and wear, like, some baggy shorts or some pants.
So he has to stop wrestling in trunks then? Because the baggy jersey will make it look like he's wrestling with no bottoms?
Well, dude, I mean, you gotta stop trunks. Look at the back of that guy's legs, man.
Like, look at the dick hams that are there, you know? Like,
he's dressed like shit for what he's doing. This was also the debut of, re-debut of Heavy Machinery.
Jesus Christ.
Who, I could not figure it out. Hopefully someone listening knows. There's an old WCW tag team that had those exact same fucking tights with the, like, yellow sign on the front of them and shit. I can't remember who it was, though.
The construction gimmick?
It wasn't, though. Yeah.
Oh, no?
I thought it was, and I looked it up, and I couldn't find
it. Is it Roadblock or whatever?
That's not him, either. He's just said Roadblock. But it wasn't High Energy. I'm not sure who the fuck it is, but I know there was a team. Anyway, I like the one guy on this, but the other guy sucks.
Which one do you like? Dozervich?
Yes. I like that guy.
You don't like Tucker Knight?
No.
Who in God's creation likes Tucker Knight?
Dude, to me, Bull Dempsey should have been around here, and it could have been Bull Dempsey and this other guy would have been
probably
fucking
kicking great. Himself for leaving at this point.
Oh, dude. Imagine it. It could have been Bull Dozer.
Oh, my God.
It wrote itself.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, he got fired. He didn't quit, dude. He got fired. So, he's like, what? I don't know. I never understood why they fired that guy. I like fucking the dude who played Bull Dempsey.
Bull James.
He was fucking... Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he seems like a cool dude, too.
Is he still around? I mean, is he really working that much? He didn't
see...
Him...
Yeah, he's working WrestleCon. It's a big show.
It's not like
he's
wrestling
Sammy Callahan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In a battle of, like, fucking dudes who left NXT.
They're both better off.
Yeah.
Callahan definitely is better off. He wasted fucking years of his career there, you
just
know.
Just sitting there waiting.
Yeah, doing jack shit.
That shows how shitty the system is there.
Yeah. And then too, when he fucking did, you know, start wrestling there, they didn't really dedicate to it at all. It just kind of sucked.
Yeah. So, not to put a cramp, but we got 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I can go a little longer than that.
Okay.
The Aleister Black, another Aleister Black promo. He's fucking going to be on the show today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to go over Cien Almas. That's going to be sad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would much rather watch Aleister Black than Cien Almas any day.
I thought Almas is lately has been putting it together a little more. Like, his last match was fucking with
Oni?
Oni Lorcan was fucking good.
Oni Lorcan's my boy.
I like him.
This is terrible in the name.
And, I mean, dude, yeah. I like Almas, man. He was, back when he was La Sombra, I was, like, fucking huge into that guy.
They should have just let him be, like, a mass character. I think that would have gone. But he's a handsome looking dude.
But his face is just so pretty.
Yeah, and they hate fucking mask guys, so.
Yeah, they hate money, Kalisto. Apparently.
Where's Kalisto?
He fucking knows, dude. Is he hurt again?
No, I know he was sat right in the back in the Hall of Fame.
Dude.
The Roy Shame?
Yeah.
He's too. He's like, you know, one of the fucking better high flyers out there today. I mean, or was. On the indies, right? I mean, so, yeah. I don't think he's as good as he was there.
No, he was way better when he was Samurai de Sol.
I don't know, like, how that happens. People aren't as good as they used to be. But
I think that there's hard limiters on certain style of wrestling in WWE.
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, yeah.
But, like, when you knew the Cruiserweight thing was going to... When they kept the Cruiserweights on Raw, it's like, why is he over on SmackDown? Why not just put him in that mix? I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm sure doing Lucha things didn't help, but...
Hashtag woo goddamn.
Woo goddamn.
If you're in us, we're going to use him on SmackDown and make him kind of like your Rey Mysterio of the show, you know? Or you do have one luchador, but whatever. Rey Mysterio, he is not.
No, no.
So yeah, TakeOver.
Ultimate Dragon, he is not.
No, definitely not. You want to talk about TakeOver much? I mean, who's going to listen to this before TakeOver? Right, I mean, by the time it's done and up, and
let's just say what we got to win.
So let's just we'll say what we got and
whiz through it.
Okay,
whiz through it. All right, do you have somebody have the card? I'm trying to fucking see if I have the card. I do not have it.
I did have it.
Give me one Ember Moon Asuka.
I do have it, by the way. It's an interesting deal, right? I mean, do they put it on Moon and then send Asuka up? I feel like Asuka's got to go up. But
either way, someone's like losing an undefeated streak.
Yeah.
One more impressive than the other.
Yeah.
But
I think it's going to be a good match. I think this is the last matchup for her, though. Ember Moon is fucking
Asuka,
good.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
Same with like Knack. Like, those people deserve the call up so badly.
Dude. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I thought they'd go, like, that last time would have been a good time to get the belt off of her.
Because she would have had to take a pin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And now it's like you're up against it here, one-on-one. I don't know.
I got Asuka to win it, though, to be honest.
To me, she could win it and fucking go up to win that SmackDown thing tomorrow. You know?
That'd be the dream. That's the dream right there.
Yeah.
She could have both fucking belts and just give up the NXT one, or do you think that takes away from it? I don't know.
I think
if they're gonna do that tournament, why doesn't she just vacate it then?
Oh, perfect, dude.
That's goddamn, Scotty, goddamn.
Yeah, well, and then that way you could build a bit of a women's division based off the tournament. Like, people are like, shit, now we can see girls who actually kinda can wrestle, like Heidi Lovelace and Kimberly and shit like that.
They have dog shit down there right now. Other than Ember Moon, they have dog shit. There's not a single other one who I think is
Nikki
good.
Storm.
Oh, Nikki Storm. I'll take that.
Or Nikki Cross or whatever?
Yeah.
She's pretty good.
Other than that?
Aiden Royce and Billy Kay are pretty trash. Liv Morgan's trash.
Aaliyah's trash times two.
Yeah. You know she's losing in the first round.
Are all those chicks in it, you think? Or what, their whole roster of NXT women?
I think they're going to put your whole roster in it, plus sign a bunch of girls just for the tournament like they did with the Cruiserweight.
Yeah. Could be good, man. Could be good. So there you go. I like that idea.
The talent's out there to do it.
But they say how they're going to go internationally. There's some good girls like all across the globe.
The Japanese star women. Those the two up there. I can't remember their names.
Are those the ones that were in Lucha Underground this last year?
Yes.
Those chicks women are fucking
amazing.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy fucking good. Aleister Black is definitely beating Almas.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Yes.
Should be a good match.
It should be.
Any faces or heels on this this big fucking 8-man tag?
Oh, I got Sanity for that.
Yeah. They are calling that girl Ruby Riott, I guess.
Like, could they come up with a more generic she's a punk rock girl name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I read that, I was like, well, that's just the most generic punk rock girl name. Whatever.
The former, what, Heidi Lovelace?
That's a better name.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? I don't know. I'm going to go with the faces on that one.
You're going to pick Roderick Strong defending against bullying?
Yeah.
Just think about that. Tyler, you know what I'm talking about,
I
right?
do. I do.
Fuck. Yeah.
He's a stand-up gentleman on the WWE camera. That's for sure.
He's a Chad, as some people might say.
Yes, he's a Chad.
Oney Lorcan stood against bullying fucking last week against Almas, dude.
Hey, man. Okay. That's the new tag team that's going to sweep NXT.
Oney Lorcan and Roderick Strong.
And Roderick... Oh, no. And Biff Busick.
Yeah. Other than that, you get the Revival, DIY, Authors of Pain, elimination style match here.
I think this is going to steal the show again. Even with Authors of Pain being in there.
Yeah, to me, this is...
It definitely could.
To me, this is like... I want to see the Revival on Raw on Monday. They need a new tag team on Raw so fucking bad. To me, it's the Revival is the obvious choice here. To show up on Raw, so... I'd put the belts on DIY as well.
Yeah, I'd put the belt on DIY too. I think Authors of Pain might retain.
I think one of those teams leaves. I see the Authors of Pain winning as well, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to pick DIY.
Dude, there was a picture on Twitter of Cornette with the Revival, and one of them said, you know, like, what are you doing Saturday night, Jimmy?
That's golden. Oh,
I will come in my fucking pants if Cornette comes out fucking managing them tonight.
And he smokes fucking, Elring with the fucking racket. That'd be good.
That'd be awesome. Oh, man, that would be so fucking good.
That'd be just, like, shooting rope all over the place over here.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I wish you would have ended his speech with, thank you, fuck you, bye.
Then he'd be gone again, never come back. Well, did you hear that he did a table of three?
Yeah.
With fucking Eric Bischoff?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, major. I saw on Twitter who else was in it? Bischoff, him, and...
I can't remember now.
Okay.
It just stood out to me about Bischoff.
They were saying it was the first time that Cornette and Bischoff have talked in, like, forever, 20 years. I don't know if that's the case, but that's what that person claimed.
Well, like, were they ever, you know what I mean? Like, when was the last time people have worked with Eric Bischoff?
Like 90.
Yeah, back in WCW when Bischoff was a interviewer.
Unless he came back after that. I don't think he did. I don't know.
Was he maybe WCW?
Yeah, I was in WCW, but before he started Smoky Mountain Wrestling, which was like 91, so... Who knows? But yeah, that should be cool. That show just not long enough, really. You know? Table for three is like just quick and it's over. Yeah, you know,
it's
you
like 22 play. Minutes.
It sucks. And then you got the main event. Do you see Bobby Roode beating Nakamura again? I suppose he does.
Yeah. I see Nock losing and then going up.
You know how many times in NXT takeovers we say, well, I see this person going up, and they never fucking do. But, I mean, this time of year, I guess you're...
Somebody's going up. There's a few.
Going up. Yeah.
I would imagine Nakamura? There's going to be at least two to each show.
On what? SmackDown?
That's the running rumor.
Yeah, that is the rumor. So, we'll see about that. And hopefully, if they do, Styles stays there, and we can at least get, like, a Styles Nakamura before... One of them leaves, but it also sounded like Styles would be going to Raw.
Yeah, it might.
Yeah, I feel like they're not going to want to keep Nak and Styles on the same brand for at least a while.
I like the idea of putting Styles... They should have never put him on a different show than the than Gallows and Anderson. I love those guys together.
I agree.
As that Uncle three-way Allen. Team, you know, they could you could mix and match them for tags, but for the most part, Styles goes after singles. Those guys go after tag. Be great, man.
But it makes AJ look badass if he was a champion or going for a belt, being like walking with the club backstage because he's got that like, will they do a run out thing?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see, man. And I think as far as the NXT thing, too, I think Black is your next, like, fucking champion down there.
Aleister Black?
Yeah, I think he's a fucking stud. That guy is just a stud coming in and should be, eventually, I'm not saying right away, but he'll be, like, the next top star down there.
Yeah, I see so that, too.
Tommy Ann's a fucking stud, though. Like, that guy's got great matches on the indies.
And I could see cool shit with, like, this kind of, this character here, too.
Do you see
you on the back?
Yeah.
Do you see the WWE let him go full satanic like he does on the indies?
Yeah.
Where he reads the satanic Bible and stuff.
Tattoos too.
Well, because he is that. I believe it's legit.
He's,
that
he's legit.
Yeah, satanic. He reads the satanic Bible and shit like that. So,
another chance here for a cool kind of fucking Undertaker, you know, like the Bray Wyatt thing, which they've shit the bed on.
Numerous.
A character that you can expand, you know, what you do with it. It doesn't have to be fucking, you know, wrestling 101 bullshit. You can get some creative stuff in there, so that's cool. But they never do, you know, they never successfully accomplish that. But you never know. So yeah, there you go. NXT, that's the fucking takeover card. I'm stoked to watch that later.
Yeah
it'll be good.
Me too.
When I watch it after Ring of Honor, so we'll see what's better. Supercard.
Oh man, well, there's some matches there that it look. Oh wow, Jesus.
Castle and
was it is it Lethal and Castle? Oh Daniels. Yes, Daniels.
Because he's going for the belt.
Yes.
I think dude gotta put the belt on Castle here.
Oh, Daniels just won it.
I don't care. Well, man, I don't know, dude. I think Dalton Castle as champion is a good thing for them. I like the Daniels getting it.
Seats.
Yeah, I like Daniels getting it, you know? It's like, that's kind of cool. But
it was a nice long overdue thing. But now that he has it, what's he going to do with it?
Yeah, I don't think you can keep him. He's a transitional champion. Dalton Castle is fucking money.
Oh, dude. It'd
be the summer at Dalton Castle, like, for Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
It's a license Deanna, to print money.
Deanna Purrazzo wrestles there?
She wrestles everywhere.
Well, ROH, they have their offshoot, you know, like WOH or whatever, Women of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the main ROH show rarely has the women, but the Supercard of Honor show does.
Yeah, you get the Kingdom versus Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young. I love that fucking team.
Beer City Bruiser a lot, actually.
I do, too.
It's good shit. Kazarian versus Punishment Martinez.
Punishment Martinez sucks. I fucking
hate that guy
it.
Sucks. And Kazarian's not in Bullet Club anymore. Tyler Fudge.
No, he's.
It was all a ruse to help Daniels get the belt.
Yeah. Swerve. Rick.
Swerve. Swerve, bro.
Yeah, Swerve, bro. Vince Russo.
I don't even know who some of these other guys are. Volador Jr., Dragon Lee, Jay White. I don't even.
Dragon Lee's the guy that fought fucking Takahashi at. That match, you know? That fucking. Right, Wrestle Kingdom, yeah.
We got a TV title match. Marty Scurll and Adam Cole. Adam Cole's probably going to lose that because he's about done down there. I mean, this is a good show here. Yeah, Biff Briscoe's and Bully Ray. Versus Hangman Gorillas Page.
Gorillas of Destiny.
Yeah, and the Gorillas of Destiny. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That'll be decent. I like when the Bullet Club has the crossover matches.
This is a pretty fucking packed show, man. Texas Bull Rope match. Cody versus Jay Lethal. That should be cool. Tag Team Ladder match. The Hardys and Young Bucks. I mean, this is a fucking cool show.
Yeah,
it's one to watch.
I'm super excited to watch it when it starts in like 30 minutes.
I don't want to pay $30 fucking dollars for it to watch it by myself. Though.
It's $40 in Canada.
Well,
everything is more expensive here.
That's because your money's not worth shit. Get with it.
We live a more luxurious lifestyle.
Get a man on your motherfucker. Yeah, so WrestleMania, dude.
WrestleMania.
So we start with the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
It's got to be fucking Braun Strowman. Dude.
It has to be.
Yeah, has to be.
That's a logical choice.
Okay, well, what's your choice?
I don't know. They could like do something cool with the call up. Not Ben Wang, but like Elias Samson. I don't know. I think Braun Strowman. That makes sense. Like he should have been facing the Undertaker or Reigns again.
Yeah, yeah. It's
so he might as well win the fucking thing.
So dumb that Zayn's in that thing too. Like no Mania match for Zayn.
Same
with fucking
Samoa Joe. Like how come those guys don't have a Mania match? They could have done it.
I said that too. Like dude, Joe and Zayn looked like it was going to be a Mania match. It should have been a Mania match. I mean, fuck this shit. Pitbull's going to do two songs. Are you fucking shitting me?
Oh, I'm going out to smoke weed during that for sure.
Yeah. Oh, fuck God, yes.
So there you go. What else we got?
We got Austin Aries against Neville.
Oh, fucking
I think that could be that could steal the show, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, I think. Baby. I think for, I mean, Neville's done a great job of it and is doing really good. But man, the people are behind Aries. I would put it on Aries.
You would late. Really?
Oh, dude, I'd put it on Aries. Yeah.
I would have nothing against putting it on Aries, but I don't think you're finished with Neville.
Oh, no, I don't think you are either. I mean, you could have him coming back for it. Well, you would.
I would even have Austin Aries lose this match, even if it's by some, you know, like
nefarious means.
Yeah, pulling the tights and shit like that. So, and then Austin Aries can win it at the pay-per-view. I can see that happening. I do see Neville going over.
Mm. There you go.
I got Neville for that, too, actually. Because I have a theory that they don't, like, you know, AJ lost at Mania last year? I just have this theory that if you worked in TNA, you're not winning your first Mania.
I mean, they don't really have a good track record with TNA guys. Monty Brown, Braden Walker.
Mm-hmm. AJ is, like, the first one they've nailed it with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like NXT, a couple of them. Unless they're an idiot like James Storm.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to stay in TNA. All right, then, pal.
Also, just of note, there's no SmackDown Tag Belt champion or match on this card.
Yeah, the Usos are in the Rumble for the Battle Royale.
The tag champions are in there. What the fuck?
So, we'll move on to Shay McMahon and AJ Styles.
It could be good. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
It could be good. I would hope they don't have the balls to put McMahon over him.
I don't.
Over one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
This is where AJ should get it. Like, I was hoping AJ would get a better opponent. Like, I would settle for AJ versus Cena because all those matches were good and the promos were always good. But I guess we got Shane instead.
Now, the only thing that saves that for me is the fact that you know that Vince thinks it's important if it's with Shane. So Vince is going to pick somebody that he thinks is on a certain level. So to me, it obviously points the finger that he thinks very highly of AJ Styles.
I would say that's pretty obvious anyway. I mean,
well, the fact he wants to move him to Raw, I think, thinks very highly of him too.
Yeah.
He's like, God damn it, why isn't this guy on my main show?
Yeah.
God damn, Bill. But yeah, I mean, they could do it where, you know, I could see, like, Shane beats him and then fires him, or, I mean, he's got to have some, you know, how they do it. But to me, he should win this. I mean, you can't have AJ Styles fucking lose to Shane McMahon. But then again, they were going to have fucking Undertaker lose to him on WrestleMania last year.
Yeah.
That wasn't even, like, they didn't even hesitate to go to him and ask him to do that. That's why they set the story up the way they fucking did. They went to him and he's like, probably not.
Yeah, no go, sir. No go.
I mean, that's like the only person he'd put over a young guy.
Oh,
or so you think. I heard he didn't want to fucking have a match with Braun Strowman. That's why he doesn't have Braun Strowman.
Well, yeah, but Braun Strowman at that time, too, was...
That's true.
Green as goose shit. And with Undertaker in the situation he is. Well,
yeah, yeah. All right, what else we got?
We've got John Cena and Nikki Bella against Miz and Maryse.
Oh God, it should be Miz and Maryse, but
gag me with the spoon now.
Yeah, I'm going with Cena. Fucking Cena and Nikki win. He proposes, dude. Seriously.
Yep. Yeah, that's fucking fireworks go off.
Ugh. That's fucking brutal, dude.
Yeah, no.
That's fucking brutal.
Enough of that.
That's what I'm predicting.
Oh, me too. Enough of that, though. Roman Reigns, Undertaker.
Oh, God. Roman must pose, dude.
Yep. Yeah, no. Roman. Roman goes over, I think, completely.
Kind of starts working a heel character, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully, that way there's at least the boos seem like they're there for a reason. Then,
well, he was so heelish this week on Raw.
Yeah,
you know, like you can't call that a babyface; it's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the dumb. It's like people boo him any fucking way. Now I don't know what you do. Now don't do anything. Yeah. When Reigns, that's what I'd love to see this. Like, people, like, Reigns comes out and no one does anything, yeah. Oh!
Ooh, there we go, yeah. Baby.
Wow.
Yeah, boy.
Get a fucking budget on this show. That sound effect right there costs $5,000.
Yeah, you know you're important when you get the Jeopardy theme.
Well, that's because you got the pro wrestling tees money.
Yeah, make it all, make millions.
Yeah, millions of dollars. So, up next is the non-sanctioned Triple H versus Seth Rollins.
Okay.
You notice how Triple H this week said no one-legged man has ever won an ass-kicking fight. Zach Gowen won a few of them.
Did he really win, though?
He got pinfall victories.
That's, to me, that's just like the fucking cheesiest thing ever, like that dude. Having that guy on those shows. Did he wrestle in TNA too, or was that a different one? Like
he was Tenacious Z in TNA.
Woof. I think
that should be Crickets there too.
I think you need to go fucking Rollins here, but H lost last year, and you know how much he doesn't like to lose.
I'm the number one.
I can see Triple H winning Seth Rollins. Well, and like doing their blow off match at SummerSlam with Rollins winning.
Oh, God.
But
there's a part of me. I got Rollins to win that.
Yeah, I would really hope that Rollins wins because I don't feel this feud has the fuel to get to SummerSlam.
I don't think it's good as WWE thinks it is.
I just can't wait to see what self-indulgent, ridiculous, stupid fucking entrance to Triple H has.
Yo, you know he did Terminators a couple years ago? I want him to come out as a predator.
With the dreads? With
predators.
Oh my God.
He's got Finn Balor as a predator, and he's Arnold.
No. You might see him on fucking Sunday, too. Who knows? What else?
Yeah. We got the SmackDown Women's Title Six-Pack Challenge Match.
Naomi.
Yeah,
I got Naomi, too, as a hometown.
Even though nobody wins in their hometown, I'm still going Naomi.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Or Asuka shows up.
Wish Asuka show up, but it seems like it's going to be limited to these six.
I'd like for Asuka to kick the shit out of Carmella before the match. And then get
put and in. Take her spot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Side note. Did you see that they let Carmella and Cass go to Hall of Fame together?
Yeah, and Cass threatened James Ellsworth or whatever. It was like the got my eye on you or whatever.
Oh, he was working it?
Yeah.
Oh, we were too busy, everyone just getting drunk and watching, going, ooh, look what they're wearing. Ooh, look what they're wearing. We're a fun group.
If that chick slipped while fucking that dude, his dick would go right through out her mouth. She could accidentally impale herself on his dick. Yeah,
dick to brain.
Brained her.
I just brained her with a dick, bra.
Yeah.
And then Enzo's like, and you can't teach that.
What else we got? Holy fuck, this card.
Baron Corbin against Dean Ambrose.
Oh, fuck this match. They'll put it on Corbin, I bet.
I got it, Ambrose. Yeah. Nobody wins their first Mania.
Okay.
This is not Baron Corbin's first Mania.
Good point.
He's already won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
I don't know. I think Ambrose is a bigger star than him.
I see Baron Corbin winning it tenfold.
Yeah. I'm going Corbin.
I'm the lone wolf on this by not picking the lone wolf.
There you go. You're meta.
I got
showing up with a date to Hall of Fame. Kind of ruins the lone wolf gimmick.
I mean, even lone
Speaking
wolf.
Of dates, the Hall of Fame. How about Jake Roberts' fucking date, dude? Like, I can only describe the color of that woman as just like, dude, mahogany or like walnut. Dude, she looked mahogany. Like she looked like a fucking stained wooden table or something. That bitch, dude. Holy shit, she was so brown.
Jake's like, oh, I gotta put a little more varnish on your brother.
I didn't see him like outside of there, like with a like a big roller, like rolling fucking varnish. That really brings out your grain, babe.
That gives you a nice aged, mature look.
Exactly. Oh god. Okay, so Undertaker and Reigns, or did we talk about
that's
that?
That's what Jake does.
Yeah, we did. Varnish?
What?
Jake's huffing varnish now?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Dude, it's smoking crack.
You know it's going to be Reigns.
So we've got triple threat ladder match. And Team Soft against Cesaro and Sheamus and the club.
I got Cesaro and Sheamus, but I think it's going to be a Zack Ryder thing where they win it for one night and then they lose it to the club on Raw.
I think they might go for the fan fucking pop and go for end zone cast here.
Yeah,
they'll go nuts if that happens.
They're not as over as they were. I mean, I hate it. I'm done with their gimmick.
Yeah,
I fast forward all their fucking intros. Fuck him. But yeah, that's where I'm going.
I'm gonna go with Enzo Amore and Big Cass as well.
There we go. And what, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton?
Sure.
Is that next? I don't know.
I don't think there is a final card list like of.
Yeah, I wonder what goes on last. Actually.
Yeah, that's probably a more interesting discussion.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they should keep it on Wyatt. Will they? Probably not. Why is Orton over in the crowd every week?
I don't know.
Who are these people who like Randy Orton? And why do they like Randy Orton? I don't get it.
It's those people who are hanging on to the fucking late 2000s era. It's like the people who are still like, yo, John Cena, Randy Orton, like, just because they've been around forever.
Dude, and Randy, like, it's another one of the cases where, like, Orton has been the heel this whole time, you know?
He's been the bad guy the whole time.
Dug up his dead fucking sister.
He committed arson.
Yeah, it's really fucking dumb, and Randy Orton fucking sucks, and I don't want to see him on my TV anymore. Didn't he claim recently he thinks he's got, like, another 10 years or something?
Another 8 to 10 years. Well, you better never take out the trash then, Randy.
Yeah, fucking throw your shoulder out fucking carrying a trash bag. Fuck him. So, yeah.
Yeah, fuck
probably
him.
Orton, but should be Wyatt.
I'm going to go with Orton. Mm. Owens and Jericho.
I got Owens because I figured Jericho's going away to be on Fozzy.
I got Owens as well.
Same.
Women's four-way. Nia Jax, Banks, Charlotte, and Bayley.
How the fuck are we going to watch this whole card, dude?
This is no mind-numbingly.
Just going through this is like... Just you reading off all the matches is like absurd to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's fucking ridiculous.
Keep waiting for the end, and I'm like, we're still not hold this match.
Another couple matches, eh, Tyler?
Oh my god!
No, we only got one more after this.
Bayley keeps it, probably. I don't fucking know. Nia Jax.
I think Sasha Banks is getting it.
I see. Yeah, exactly. I see Sasha turning on Bayley.
Yeah, the turn happens at Mania.
Yeah,
the turn that should have happened last month.
Yeah.
At the end of that pay-per-view. I was like, I won't let that go. I was just like, that was like the best spot for it. They fucked it up.
They blew it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I can see Sasha. That's a good call.
So, Lesnar and Goldberg.
Oh, Shitty Bill versus...
Shitty Bill. Fucking
Borklaser.
Hey, I gotta go with fucking Lesnar on this one, dude. Right? Yeah. I mean, hopefully this is the end of Goldberg. He's been fucking awful.
I've heard that...
Well, this is his last date, I'm pretty sure, right?
This is his last date, but I've heard that, you know, if the money's right, they'll do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not true in that, like, Lesnar's going over here. Because, yeah, they might keep it on fucking Goldberg and have him drop it somewhere else.
Yeah, it's possible.
To Reigns. No, who knows? I don't
Everybody's
even
Everybody's dropping to Roman Reigns.
Oh, dude, that's the long-term plan. Oh, yeah. Either they put it on Lesnar, and Lesnar holds it for a year.
That's exactly what I think Reigns. Is happening.
Yeah.
And Reigns is the one that finally topples the beast.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be a whole year before they put the belt on Reigns? I don't even know if they'll be able to last that long.
I don't think they can hold off. I don't think they can control themselves enough for that.
No, they want to do it so bad. They want to pull the trigger on it so fucking badly.
They've done it already. This has
been they'll do it again.
Well, this is like oh, and then they're waiting to pull the trigger for the third time.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, he's a three-time champion. And you'd be like, yeah, but none of his reigns last more than fucking, like, 2 months.
None of his reigns?
Yeah, no pun intended.
Oh!
Fuck that guy. He sucks. So, yeah, there. He says your WrestleMania 33 card.
All That's hosted gonna... by The New Day.
Oh, God. Yeah, two songs by Pitbull. So.
Oh, kill me now.
I don't even like the WrestleMania song. Like, remember when WrestleMania used to have good themes? Years ago. Give me the green light.
No, I just remember when they had songs like fucking Limp Bizkit.
That was the shit, man.
That Crack video package is amazing, but that song sucks dick.
You love it. All hell, Fred Durst.
I don't love it.
Oh, dude, which song was that? The My Way?
Yeah.
Yeah. That video, the Crack Addict one wasn't that good.
I guarantee the WrestleMania Open will not be as good as our WrestleMania Open for this episode.
No, definitely won't be.
But whatever. So there you go. That's the show. Then you got Monday, Tuesday. Holy fuck, dude.
A crazy-ass week of wrestling. Like, for me, it'll be like almost a week of wrestling in a row.
That's absurd.
I know. Then I'm going to kill myself. Well, strong head from wrestling.
Well, we gotta get out of here so Scotty can go watch Ring of Honor.
Yeah, and I gotta go watch Supercard.
And I can wake up Mrs. Vicious to make me some spaghetti.
Oh. And meatballs?
fuck with beanballs, nah, dude. Just put ground fucking meat in there.
Ooh.
Maybe we'll do
equals amount per bite.
Because we got a bunch of ground moose in the freezer.
I also say fuck spaghetti. And just do, like, macaroni.
Mm.
Because yeah, I don't like that stringy shit.
Yeah, Tyler, don't fuck with that.
Don't fuck with that. Fuck. No, I'm not twirling my fucking fork. It's like eating with chopsticks. Fuck that shit.
Fuck that. So, there's a new episode of Cuddling with Coddle up on the channel.
Yeah, live from WrestleCon.
Bob Coddle.
Is... on location at WrestleCon. He gives his WrestleMania predictions. So that's up next week. Bob will be back with his recap. Next week on this show, we'll be joined by Lynx Kinetic and Sarah from the Strap Podcast. And we'll be recapping Mania. And they're actually in Orlando for the event, so we'll talk to them about what happened in Orlando. What's coming up on the Sat Pod? You guys just covering all this shit?
Just covering weekly wrestling. We actually got one of the guys to come and watch the Joey Janela show, so I'm sure we're going to talk about coked up Marty Janela on the next show.
There you go. Fuck Marty. And what about the Federation? What are you guys covering?
This weekend or early next week, we'll have WWE Bad Blood 2003 featuring the horrible Hell in a Cell between Kevin Nash and Triple H.
Speaking of horrible, next weekend, Jared and I will be recording the next pay-per-view take two, King of the Ring 1999, as voted for by the listeners. I already watched it. Holy fuck, it sucks.
Who wins sucks King really, of the Ring 99? That's not Billy Gunn. No, that's 2000. It's fucking Billy Gunn. Is it Billy Gunn?
That's Billy fucking Gunn. It's Mr. Hass. I'm a Hass man.
Jeez. And that's when he became the one Billy Gunn.
So,
and he has belly button pierced.
So there's plenty for us to rebook on the fucking show.
Yeah, the whole fucking tournament.
Yeah, exactly. What else am I forgetting before we go? Shout outs to, of course, SatPod and Federation, as always. Our friends at Wrestling Soup. All of our Patreon donators. Chris, the infamous Chris Savage, Wrestling Soup. Casey. The dude who gave us a dollar. I'm sorry, I'm not going to...
Keith, whatever.
Bump it up to five, son. Good start.
$5, you get your name said.
That's what the Patreon does say. It does not say... The dollar is just like, hey, thanks for giving us a dollar.
How much you have to pay to get Bob Caudle to say your name wrong?
I love that.
That so should be the $10.
Caramel and hazelnut. And chocolate.
You get your own personalized Bob Caudle. Fucking get a voicemail from Caudle at $10.
James Vicious, Tyler Chocolate.
He calls him chocolate. He calls him caramel. He calls him hazelnut this week.
Hazelnut. Oh jeez.
He calls me different shit too.
Yeah, Johnny. Like,
Rick and Johnny and Chocolate over there. Fuck.
Suplex City Limits every Monday and Wednesday, twice a week.
Twice a week, you can enjoy it.
Yeah, if you don't even need to really know who Bob Caudle is, like that shit, that little fucking 5 minutes, like it makes me giggle like a fucking girl. Here I'm talking about how finishers finishing matches are extinct, like the panda bear.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta check out this cuddling with Caudle.
Oh, dude, they're hilarious. Relationship advice. He's got a great outtake on love.
Yeah, it's just like 5 minutes after he wakes up from his nap before he eats supper. Yeah. He does just like 5 minute little thing.
I love the fact he said he didn't mind getting in a closet, pulling a Brad Maddox.
Yeah. He answers a romance question and a wrestling question. Like, that's it. It's awesome.
Then he goes and eats supper.
Yeah, I have this corned beef hash.
Yeah. I just have this weird fear that, like, Cuddling with Caudle's gonna end up like the most listened to show on our channel.
It's gonna become the most popular thing.
We'll have to reevaluate my entire fucking existence.
Yeah. It's no longer called Suplex City Limits Network. It's like the Caudle Network.
Yeah. We fucking did it to ourselves by telling them to get off the ham radio and just start doing a podcast. All right. Well, I think that's gonna fucking do it. Shout outs, to all those people.
Shout out to the Eskimos. We know you bump our shit.
You know you'd be listening to our shit out of them fucking on them boats. Shout out to submarines. He's fucking
Tyler's losing it.
Shout out to the Eskimos. Yeah, I love it. Oh, fuck. I think that's going to do it. Yeah. Out of the van. Strap podcast.
Yuck nasty, baby.
Yuck nasty. Dog a baby. We still stand by the Hot Take podcast. Fuck Flow Slam and their fake podcast bullshit.
There's shitty streaming service. It should work better than it does.
I had that for 2 months, and I never once learned how to use that cock-sucking thing.
It's all we've been sitting around this weekend is watching the Flow Slam.
Yeah, it sucks or what?
It's okay. It's good when it works. It's crystal clear. When it's, like, shitty, everyone just tweets Gabe Sapolsky and calls him a fuck.
It's good. But, like, I just find it hard. Like, I'll go to watch something when it's live, and I can never find the live stream. Ever.
Oh, really?
No. Like, I gave up on it, plus I'm not committing to a whole year. And I'm damn well sure I'm not paying $20 a month.
There you go. On that bombshell, it's time to finish. A Top Gear reference for you. All right. Well, until we come back next week, Five Star Podcast, to review WrestleMania. Does anyone else have anything to say before I close it?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
No,
listen,
I'm good.
Oh, shit, Jim. We had a question.
Oh, let's do the question.
God damn it. All right. We're trying to hurry.
It's okay. What's up, guys? I'm a Jaddy / Otaku wrestling fan coming at you from my bathroom. I have two questions for you. Number one, will the Hardys re-debut on anything this week, be it Raw or SmackDown? And the second question is, does anything at Mania have the potential to steal the show? Thanks, guys. Now I'm going to get out of the shower. I'll talk to you later.
Out of the shower. He told me he was naked when he sent that question. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What a stud. What a stud.
He sounds sick.
Yeah.
What's up, stop?
So, does the Hardys debut? Yes.
We talked about this.
Yes,
you think they're debuting this week?
I would say...
I think they stay in Ring of Honor for a little longer.
I would say Monday.
I think they're debuting at some point. I don't know about this week, but some point, yes. And to steal the show, I would have said Neville and Aries, but now it's on the pre-show, so that's not stealing shit.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the match of the night, but it's on the pre-show, which might be a benefit to them because now they're going to get a little bit more time and they can kind of set the tone for the night.
Be embarrassing if you watched 7 hours of wrestling after that and that was the best fucking...
Yeah, you're like, well, the best thing happened in the first match.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. I would say Owens and Jericho.
Yeah, agreed. McMahon and Styles could be really good.
It could be.
I've got my hopes up for Owens Jericho. I'm hoping Shane takes some crazy bumps, makes that match good. Because I think AJ can get a good match out of anybody.
Even Rollins Triple H could be good, man. Because as much as I hate him and hate that he's on WrestleMania every year, he fucking is still able to do it every year. You know,
he still has like pretty good matches for the most part.
I mean, well, he had that shitty one with Reigns, but that was Reigns' fault, not his.
Yeah, Reigns.
So there you go. That's the we got it.
We got it.
By God,
we've thanks, people of JD.
There you go. Yeah, thanks, buddy. And listen to the SatPod. Follow him on Twitter, @SatPod. And the Federation, listen to that shit as well. And to close the show, we'll be debuting one of the new tracks off of Matt Mania The Revenge from our friends Lynx Kinetic and Mega Ran. This is the Kevin Owens-inspired track that your boy plays some guitar on here, so... Check out this new song. Check out Matt Mania, The Revenge, on iTunes and everywhere else. Spotify coming soon. And, fucking A. As always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy that you desire. And remember that a winner is you.
Now that I'm here, I will fight anyone and everyone. People have been betting against me since the beginning of my career. And if anything, that motivates me. And that's why I'm here. My name is Kevin Owens, and I am going to change everything.
Rhyme writer and rhyme writers, call me a live wire. Unpredictable, show criminal, individual, physical, body type atypical. Straight ripping you, make you miserable. King in the universe, compare me to a burglar. The way I pursue a purse, why do it first? I can explain the pain I'm dishing. Got visions, unthinkable precision. Better call the physician. Kill Steve, kill. They chant it cause I'm for real. The appeal's been revealed, you looking like a mill. Fight, Owens, fight. I'm turning out all the lights. Make it happen tonight in the match of your life. For spite, I spit upon anything you cherish. Your children, your marriage, even your parents. I'm low down, every showdown's a throwdown. Once you pop up, you go down. They say I step on a best friend to get ahead, and it's true. If I step on a friend, imagine what I would do to you. Unusual, bruising you, I kinda find it beautiful. Knowing what I came through to do. KO, fight Owens, fight Owens, fight, yeah. Fight Owens, fight Owens, fight, yeah. Fight Owens, fight Owens, fight, yeah. Fight Owens, fight Owens, fight, come on. Kevin Owens, the rest of Norman. Here to let you know I'm taking over the innovator of offense. Walk into a room and alter the climate. Powerbomb you on the apron, free spinal realignment. I'm the greatest and they finally realize it. Crazy on the beat, but you'll pray we never meet. Savage in the ring and I'm savage on the tweet. Catch you slipping in a minute, put your biz all in the streets. Not reckless, I'm just most effective whenever I feel disrespected. Threats is promises, novices ask for advice, but my time is precious. I can't be bothered with it. Bring prodigy, execute flawlessly. Might not like me, but gotta respect the honesty. The main goal is my paw in the air. If you don't like my methods, I don't really say I step on a best friend to get ahead, and it's true. If I stepped on a friend, imagine what I would do to you. Unusual, bruising you, I kinda find it beautiful, knowing what I came through to do. KO, fight Owens, fight Owens, fight, yeah. Fight Owens, fight Owens, fight, yeah. Fight Owens, fight Owens, fight, yeah. Fight Owens, fight Owens, fight, come on.